Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance, streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a new season of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. I'm Jared Sheffrin. I'll be with you for each and every single one of the 60 games here during the regular season and any playoff action that the Tri-City Storm may find themselves competing in. Right now, it's all about opening night here at the Viero Event Center, and the Tri-City Storm will go up against the Lincoln Stars. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. And Viero now with 4G access here in the Kearney and Tri-City area. Unlimited everything plans cost just $75 per month. Well, we had a long off season, a lot of changes to this Storm hockey team. There will be 7 returning members from last year's team that are back here on the roster. There's only one coach returning, and that's the head coach, Josh Howgie. There were some changes in the coaching staff announced last May after the season ended, and the Storm parted ways with assistant coaches Eric Fink and Lenny Hoffman. They have hired 3 new coaches, J.B. Bittner, Eric Largen, and Eric Blaze. All 3 of those coaches doing their best to turn things around and get this team on the right track after an 8th place finish last season in the USHL's Western Conference. And it is an exciting roster. A lot of different players coming from different parts of the U.S. And we'll get a lot more about these players in the days and months to come. Obviously more on this broadcast coming up. When you talk about some of these players, there is some exciting ones here on the Tri-City Storm. But tonight they'll go up against the Lincoln Stars. Lincoln 0-1. They played their first game of the season, their home opener, last night against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Took a loss 6-3 to Cedar Rapids. And these two teams met last Thursday in preseason action. Tri-City Storm were victorious in that one by a final score of 4-0. And here tonight, they're going to try to replicate that and get things going and start on the right foot here at the Viero Event Center. An exciting night here in Kearney for this team, this community, and everybody in attendance and who are listening here on the Breeze 94.5, your home for Storm hockey all season. Every game here on the Breeze 94.5. And we got a lot more coming up here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, including the brand new CHS AgriService Center and Cenex Coaches Corner, as well as we'll debut the Best Western Plus email inbox here as we get set to go. Then we'll get you the lineups and the New West Sports Medicine keys to victory before we drop the puck just after 7 o'clock here tonight in Kearney. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars doing battle on the Breeze 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week, and 1 in 8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars getting ready to do battle here tonight in the opening game for the Storm of the 2013-14 USHL season. And a lot to learn about this Storm team is it's very exciting to be in this building right now with head coach Josh Howgie and some of these new players, returning veterans, different guys who are in different roles here this season for the Storm. First, we want to let you know about our Best Western Plus email inbox. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call 308-234-2541. And what we're going to do here with this Best Western email inbox, we've set up an email account that is bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. And if you have a question for myself, Coach Howgie, anyone in the Storm organization, we're going to let you go ahead and ask it in the Best Western Plus email inbox. You can shoot an email to bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. And we'll get your questions answered. We'll start that tonight if anyone wants to shoot in a question. If not, we'll start it up on next week's broadcast. The Storm are back at home 1 week from now on Friday night. So 6 days from now, I should say, against Sioux City on October 4th. It will be Pink in the Rink night in 6 days. And so we'll get that up and running. But that's our Best Western Plus email inbox. If you have a question, shoot us an email at bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. And now we'll get into our CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. And I talked with Josh Howgie moments ago here leading up to this game. He's just excited as I am. It's a new season here in Kearney, and welcome inside the CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. Jared Schaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, here before the opening night tonight in Kearney against the Lincoln Stars. And Lincoln, a team that the Storm saw just over a week ago. But Coach, first of all, a new season. Great to have you back with us. And maybe just start by giving us a recap here of the offseason and how things transpired for you guys in the offseason.
Well, I think we had a pretty positive off season. It started with the coaching change, bringing in two new assistants, and then later, bringing in a third with the video coach and Coach Blaze. So Coach Largent and Coach Bittner joined the staff right after the draft. The draft obviously highlighted by getting Chris Wilkie and Hayden Levine early, a couple big early picks for us, and then, just kind of go through the recruiting process of, trying to get your picks in, getting the guys that you drafted, and making sure that they come to camp, and we had a lot of success doing that. I think the big, convincing point for us was getting Austin Poganski to come in, a big get for us, and, then later in the summer after camp, it's just recruiting some players, and after camp we got a kid like Drew Mayer to come in, and that's, a huge get for us that we didn't think, would be available, a guy we thought was going to be going into college. Ends up coming back for another year of junior hockey, and we were lucky enough to get him. And just over a month ago, we were getting in here and getting going, and now it's finally here, and I think everybody's really excited about it.
And once you get through that off season, you finally get the players here in Kearney. You get a chance to see what you've got for this season. What did you learn and what did you see here so far in the preseason?
Well, I think it's an extremely talented group. I think overall we're very excited about the group, you know, as a whole. They all bring a little bit something different. I think you're going to see a team that still can play with talent, but has some toughness, has some grit, has some jam, is defensively accountable. And again, we have some guys that are pretty young and are going to get better as the season goes. So overall, excited with the overall depth and just the ability to improve. The overall potential of this group, I think, is very great.
What do you feel like your biggest strength is coming into this year with the team?
Well, again, I think it goes back to just the overall depth. I don't know if right away we have that one guy that can put the team on his back and, you know, carry us to a victory, but I think we'll have a team that can chip in that's dangerous with all four lines, that all 6D can get up in the play and make plays, that can all defend well. And then, you know, in between the pipes, two goaltenders that are very, very talented.
You bring up the goaltenders. That was exactly where I was going next here. You got two goaltenders, Jacob Johansson, Hayden Levine. Kind of different than last season a little bit, where I think coming into the year, we knew that Christian Fry had some USHL experience. Johan Mattsson, we thought, was going to carry a lot of the load. This year, two new guys, a brand new situation. What do you think about your goalies?
Well, I think first they're great kids and great people. I think they're a lot of fun to be around. They have great work ethics. I mean, in practice, they battle for every loose rebound, every puck they're fighting for, and that's just a great quality to have in two goaltenders. So it makes practice competitive. Both big, both athletic, and they're a little bit different in, you know, their paths to get here. But both, again, very, very talented, and we'll see a lot of both of them throughout the whole season.
Last year, a trying year, you finish at the bottom of the Western Conference standings, obviously trying to forget about that coming into this year, but you got to learn from it as well. How is the team this year different than the team last year?
Well, I think for me, it starts with the coaching staff and just our mentality on everything of, you know, making sure that we're, you know, detail-orientated and have every little thing covered. And if we're, you know, if we're going over things twice or three times, making sure that they know what is expected and just changing that culture. But we're not trying to talk with those guys about it, but it's in the back of my head. And it's something that, you know, each day when we're out in the recruiting path, when we're talking to kids, you know, we'd sit back and be like, what do we have to do differently to not go through what we went through last year? And I think we have extremely, you know, strong charactered kids that are going to work hard and they're going to compete every single night, and we have a lot of talent. So I think that was the big thing is we just try not to bring it up to the seven guys that are back or the 18 new guys. They don't need to know about what happened last year, but a lot of sleepless nights, you know, in my bed and just trying to, you know, not ever go through anything like that is the first time for me, and something that I never want to go through again.
All that said, tonight starts the season. You got a matchup with Lincoln, a team you've seen in the preseason, a team, Lincoln, that lost 6-3 last night to Cedar Rapids. They're 0-1. They're looking for their first win. Your team, the last team to get going here in the USHL. Everybody else has been in action. So what do you say? What do you have to say about the matchup tonight, and what are your feelings on how things are going to go?
Well, we're excited about that. I think, you know, just being the last team to actually get started into the regular season, I think there's a lot of people questioning and wondering what the Tri-City Storm are all about, and we're going to come out ready to show them tonight. I think that'll be a little bit of what we're talking about in the pregame speech, just about we are the last team to actually get going for real. Lincoln's a tremendously talented and has a rich history in their organization. You know, got to watch the game last night, had, you know, four players get inducted to the Lincoln Stars Hockey Hall of Fame there, and but, you know, we're here to change things, and they've been on top here in Nebraska, them in Omaha, and for us it's time to change that. We've been the third of the three cities, the Tri-Cities is where we're at, and we've been the third. It's not going to happen anymore. We're going to look to go right at them, and we're really excited about the group we have, and we're looking to take it right to them.
I think I can speak on behalf of the whole community. Everybody very excited to get this one and this season underway. Head coach Josh Howgie joining us here in the CHS AgriService Center and Senex Coach's Corner. Coach, looking forward to talking to you all season, and best of luck tonight.
Yeah, really excited about it and looking forward to it.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the booth here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. The Tri-City Storm have entered the ice for the first time here in the 2013-14 season. And it is a great group of guys that the Storm are bringing here into Kearney for this season. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations right here in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. And Storm are going to introduce all of the members of this year's team here tonight. We're going to get you the starting lineup first for the Lincoln Stars, who have not yet entered the ice. And new USHL rule has things a little bit differently here in the pregame of when opposing teams enter the ice. But we're going to talk about Lincoln's lineup here first. They are starting their line of Jason Stepanek, Luke Bolton, and Hunter Anderson. Stepanek, an interesting story. He was headed to Quinnipiac this year to play college hockey. Instead, decided to turn back around and enter the USHL after leading the EJHL in scoring last year. Stepanek, interestingly enough, a native of Monroe, New York. I myself am also a native of Monroe, New York. So Stepanek, we've got a Monroe Woodbury graduate in the building. Great to have him here, although he is with Lincoln. Luke Bolton is the center. He played last season for the Des Moines Buccaneers, and Bolton, one of the veterans here for Lincoln, a guy who has USHL experience. He is committed to North Dakota. Hunter Anderson on the right wing. Anderson, a big guy at 6'4", 210 pounds. Going to be one of those more physical skaters that you see here for Lincoln this season. And Lincoln is a team who's been physical in the past. Storm fans know that. They like to mix it up. And Hunter Anderson is probably going to be one of those guys who gets involved in the physical stuff. Other forwards for Lincoln, Nick Monfiles, Max Humitz, and Keegan Ward. Christian Lampasso, Tommy Marchin, and Brandon Smith. Magnus Hoff, John Simonson, and Jonathan Debien. On defense, the Stars will start number 21, Zach Fry. Fry played for Lincoln last season. He is returning. He will wear the captain's seat this year for Lincoln. They will also have number 24, Luke Shiplow, who also played for Des Moines, came over in the trade with Luke Bolton, and Shiplow is committed to Western Michigan University. Other defensemen for Lincoln tonight, number 7, Zach Pittman. Number 5, Jared Kolkfist. Number 23, and former Storm defenseman Ryan Ivey. And number 2, Wilson Verchet. In net tonight for Lincoln is their starter, number 33, Michael Bitzer. Bitzer started last season for Lincoln for most games. Jackson Tykrobe served as the backup. This year it'll be number 35, Nick Schmidt. And that is Lincoln's lineup here tonight. Now we head to the Tri-City Storm. First lineup of the season here for Josh Howgie and his coaching staff. And the forwards at the left wing, Garrett Gomez, a returner for the Storm, committed to Denver University. Gomez last season, 8 goals and 10 assists in 46 games for the left wing. At center is Joel Esperance, another returning player for the Storm. He wears number 27, Brighton, Michigan native, committed to Michigan Tech. Esperance last season, 10 goals, 9 assists in 49 games. And on the right wing is Robbie Payne, a new forward for the Storm, wearing number 21. Payne from Gaylord, Michigan. And he is committed to Northern Michigan. Last year in the NAHL for the Kalamazoo Wings, Robbie Payne scored 29 goals and added 35 assists in 57 games. The other Storm forwards tonight, Nick Hutchison, Drew Mayer, Thomas Aldworth. That's line number 2. Line number 3, Dan Lebosky, Chase Berger, Chris Wilkie. And line number 4, Ross Olsen, Kyle Eastman, a returning forward at the center there, and Stephen Hayden. The only 3 returning forwards in the lineup tonight, Garrett Gomez, Joel Esperance, and Kyle Eastman. Now for the defense. The Storm will start number four, Cutler Martin, a returning defenseman here on the left side. And then they will have Jalen Schultz on the right side and Jacob Johansson in net. And now Lincoln will enter the ice. So this is a little bit different. Cutler Martin committed to Michigan. He's the left defense. Jalen Schultz played last year for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays. 48 games, scored 5 goals and added 8 assists. Jacob Johansson is a native of Stockholm, Sweden. Played last year for Linköping in the Swedish league there. And he wears number 30. He will start the game in net for the Tri-City Storm. Here, as we get set to go, we're going to take a quick break for the national anthem and be back for the start of the game in just a few moments.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The skates are on, the helmet's tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
The fans are ready, the teams are ready. We are about to start the 2013-14 season here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars doing battle here tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Jared Sheffrin. I'll be with you all season here as the Storm come out in their brand new black uniforms. Lincoln in their brand new white uniforms with powder blue. The Storm have black uniforms with white lettering and numbering on the back, black helmets and black socks. So they're back in black here tonight. Lincoln in the white uniforms with the white helmets, powder blue trim down the sides, blue numbers and black lettering for Lincoln. They are black and blue, but it's a bit different shade of blue here tonight. The Storm are going from right to left on your radio dial. Lincoln going from left to right as the puck is dropped, and we're underway here in the season. Joel Esperance able to get possession and dumping it in deep into the Lincoln end. Going to chase his Robbie Payne. And it gets taken away by the Stars, and it's dumped out to neutral ice where Cutler Martin played it back dangerously to Jalen Schultz. Schultz moved it forward. Robbie Payne takes a hit and puts it back in deep where Bitzer plays it. Gomez in there on the forecheck, couldn't get the puck. Lincoln able to clear it all the way down. This looks like an icing on the Stars, and it is. Stoppage of play, 30 seconds into the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Season's underway here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, scoreless game, Tri-City and Lincoln. The referee tonight is Terrence Murphy. The linesmen, Brent Hooks and Richard Lembo. Face-off in the Lincoln end, won by the Stars. And now it's moved to Hunter Anderson on the near side wall. Now played back to Lincoln in their own end, where they push it towards the Storm end. Cecir, Tadello, now Aldworth. Thomas Aldworth in onside. Aldworth with a shot. Got taken down as he took the shot. Never got all the way through. Drew Mayer chipped it in deep for Zach Pittman. And now Pittman for Lincoln finds it forward. But Hutchison takes it there and keeps it in the zone. Zach Fry is back there now for Lincoln. Fry, as I said in the pregame, one of the captains here of this Lincoln team. One of the returning players. As Lincoln able to get it back into the Storm end for Kevin Kerr. Kerr, a defenseman here for Tri-City this year. And he is committed to Penn State University. Johansson got it played down low to Kerr. Cross-ice pass finds Lebosky. Dan Lebosky with some speed. He dumps it in deep in the Lincoln end. Goes and beats Ryan Ivey to the puck. And Lebosky now on the far side. Up top, Kevin Kerr got room. Takes the shot. Save made by Bitzer. Rebound to Wilkie. Chris Wilkie finding some space. Turned it over, though, at the top of the zone. Now it's Smith for Lincoln, who dumps it back off the backside of the boards in the Storm end. Thomas Delaney around to Kerr on the near side. Lebosky ran into the official there. A little confusion, but it's picked up by Wilkie. Here come the Storm of the 3-on-2. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie cross-ice pass, and Berger couldn't handle it cleanly, but he's able to get it back over to Wilkie. Wilkie with the shot that went over the net. Rebound now at the top of the zone. Schultz over skated it there. Looking for contact, and now Cutler Martin finds it. Wraps it back around the glass, back into Lincoln end. Fry for Lincoln played it to Hoff, who dumps it in to the Storm end. Johansson just chips it behind there, and Debien plays it to the far side. Around the far side wall, Lincoln keeps it in. Debien, centering pass, shot, save made by Johansson. Might have hit the post, and the rebound taken by Lincoln to the near side corner. Down low, here's the Stars' best chance for the game so far, as L'Esperance plays his man down low. Schultz moves it around the near side, up to the top of the zone. Gomez runs into Pittman. Puck still in play. Gomez ahead now for L'Esperance. Storm of the 3-on-2 if they hurry. L'Esperance in onside. Gomez now back to Payne. Shots, and he missed the net. Ooh, what a good opportunity there for the top line for the Storm. Gomez, L'Esperance, and Robbie Payne, but Payne missed the net. Now a shot by Keegan Ward, and Jacob Johansson makes the save. Ward drives the net in the Storm. Really getting after it, defending their goaltender in front of their net there. Ward drove to the net, and Tori Dello and company didn't want him anywhere near there. We got a stoppage of play here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 17:07 remains on the clock here in this opening period, about 3 minutes in. No score here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars. Great to be back for a new season of Storm hockey. Faceoff is won by Lincoln now in the Storm, and Shiplow with a shot that deflects wide of the net. Rebound over to Monfiles. Monfiles on the far side wall, down low to Humitz. Humitz in the corner gets hit by Dello. Monfiles, big hit there by Drew Mayer. And Mayer tangled up with Monfiles after the hit. Two battling in front as the puck's down low. Chance in front. Mayer tied his man up. And now Cecir was out of position. And we get a stoppage and a slashing call. And I don't know. It looks like it's going to be on Lincoln. The Storm will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time this season, as Monfiles will go to the box for slashing. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 at 308-234-5550. Storm on the power play here for the first time in the season. We'll see what they got. Faceoff in the Lincoln end. Storm able to get possession, but it's taken away by a forward there for Lincoln. Hunter Anderson now has it. And he's in with Humitz. A shot from Anderson went wide. And now Gomez on the rebounds. Got some speed. Gomez to neutralize. Gomez with Payne. Gomez still with the puck. Left it for Payne. Payne back to Gomez. Went through his skates. Around to the near side. And Fry has it. And he chips it out of the zone. Out to neutralize. Kevin Kerr calms things down. Kerr and Wilkie at the point. We saw Wilkie at the point in preseason action. Gomez turned it over trying to enter the zone. And it got thrown back into Johansson. The New West Sports Medicine three keys to the game, which we didn't get to in the pregame show, the Viero pregame show. We'll get them to you in just a second here as Lebosky moves in onside. On the Century 21 power play, a minute 10 remaining here in the power play for Tri-City. Storm a bouncing puck in front of the Lincoln net. Lampasso overskates it, but then he gets back to it and sends it in on Johansson. Cecir banks it off the wall over to Cutler Martin. Storm with under a minute remaining in the Century 21 power play. It's Lebosky. Lebosky leaves it to Cecir. Cecir to neutral ice. And he puts it in deep in the Lincoln end. Icing whistle on Tri-City. A minute 12 gone by. in the Century 21 power play, 48 seconds remaining in it. Storm have not had much success here on this power play opportunity. Faceoff goes back down to their own end. 15:30 remains in the first period. A packed house at the Viero Event Center, still trickling in to watch their Tri-City Storm for the first time this season. A faceoff is won by Lincoln. A shot was blocked from the point, and now Cutler Martin has it. Cutler Martin, a returning defenseman for Tri-City, plays it forward to another returner, Garrett Cicere. Nice cross-ice pass over to Lebowski, who's got space. Lebowski enters the zone, try to play it up for Berger. Berger ends up getting possession, finds Cicere on the right point. Cicere makes one move, puts it down low to Berger. Berger on the far side corner. Lebowski swung and missed on a pass. Drew Mayer down low. Lebowski fell down. Lebowski able to chip it to Berger on the near side wall. 15 seconds left in the man advantage for Tri-City. Cutler Martin down low for Lebowski, keeping it in. Martin is carrying the play. Down low to Lebowski. Chance in front. And Bitzer makes the save and hangs on. Just came out to Bitzer, and he was able to cover up. Stopping play. 6 seconds remain in the Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm. 14:48 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And for the first time tonight, we see a little fourth line action for the Tri-City Storm. Eastman, Ross Olson, as well as Stephen Hayden on the ice for Tri-City. Is Lincoln able to win the faceoff? Final seconds of the Century 21 power play ticking off. And we are now at even strength as Zach Pittman has the puck in his own end. It banks off a Lincoln Star skate. And now it's neutralized. Olson turned it over to a Lincoln Star. And here they come as Lincoln down low. And it's Hoff behind the net. Big hit there by Schultz. Now Simonson, chance in front. And the Storm there to knock it away. It's Stephen Hayden. And now Hayden able to shovel it out of the zone. Olsen was charging for it, but Hoff gets it back. Hoff try to find Debien there as he moved in. Nice hit by Hayden on Debien. Drops him. And Dello, harassed behind the net, turns it over. Lincoln with some forecheck here. Debien with a shot. Save Johnson. Rebound. Loose. And we get a stoppage and a whistle as a couple of players were tangled up in front. 14 minutes even remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We have a scoreless game between the Lincoln Stars and the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ, your home for Storm hockey throughout the 2013-14 season. Josh Howgie with a new group of skaters getting ready to go in the three keys to victory presented by New West tonight. The first key for the Storm, not to turn the puck over. And the Storm here tonight have done that a few times early on. They got to keep the puck on their sticks. Here is a late change. The Storm wanted L'Esperance on. Gomez couldn't get off. Now we got a fight. First fight of the season. Steve Hayden and Zach Fry, a returning Lincoln player. Fry gets him with a right. Hayden's got a couple big shots with the left. Steve Hayden, an experienced fighter. And Hayden, a couple big shots with the right hand of Fry. Fry's trying to get a hand loose. Hayden's got the jersey over the head. Hayden is going at it right now against Fry. And Fry, couple right swings. Officials, Hayden, really, this is a good battle. Hayden, another right to Fry. This is a good battle for an opening fight here. Definitely get the two teams pumped up. They're going at it right now. And now they are done. Steve Hayden gets the crowd on its feet early on. Drops the gloves with Zach Fry. Probably the first of many for Steve Hayden this season. As we are about 6 minutes into this game, no goals have been scored, but we've seen our first fight of the season. Fry, a guy who the Lincoln team is going to count on all season for veteran leadership. Steve Hayden, the same for Tri-City. Hayden last year played for the Odessa Jackalopes, a native of Plymouth, Michigan. Jackalopes just a couple of years into their tenure in the NAHL. As we are now back and resuming play here is Luke Shiplow to the center. A shot went wide. Rebound to Lampasso. Up top it goes. A shot was blocked in front. Never got all the way through to Johansson. And now the Storm have possession in their own end, but it swung around and turned over again to the Stars. Lincoln very active with their sticks, and the Storm turned some pucks over here in this first period. Pittman with a shot. Save made by Johansson. We get a stoppage. 13:28. Remaining in the opening period, the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play here on the Breeze. Scoreless game between the Stars and the Storm. 5-2, Lincoln out shooting Tri-City right now. No really, really stellar chances for either side. But absolutely, both teams and coaches will have some things to work on here as we get to the first media stoppage of the period. The Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store or on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. 13:28 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And we've had our first Platte Valley State Bank patriotic salute of the season. The new element for Storm fans during home games this season, where the Storm will recognize a military veteran or an active military member that has served our country. We just had our first one of those. We will have 29 more here, all home games at the Viero Event Center. And we are back underway now, 13:22 remaining here in the opening period. Lincoln with the puck now. It's Tri-City's puck. Cross-ice pass for Nick Hutchison. Hutchison through neutral ice, dumps it into Lincoln and gets taken down. A penalty upcoming to the Stars. And the Storm will go on a Century 21 power play for the second time. An interference call as Hutchison was driving to try to chase the puck he dumped in. He draws a penalty, this time to number 5, Jared Colquist. Colquist in the box, 2 minutes for interference. Second power play opportunity for Tri-City here, the Century 21 power play. The first one, the Storm did not generate much traffic in front of the net. They did not have much possession in the Lincoln zone. We will see what the Storm can do here in their second power play opportunity of the night. Robbie Payne will take the faceoff. Gomez, L'Esperance, Wilkie, and Kerr on the ice. Lincoln able to win the faceoff, and they get it out of the zone. Bouncing puck back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr off the far side wall. Humitz try to play it forward. A bouncing puck picked back up by Joel L'Esperance. L'Esperance over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr ahead for L'Esperance. Found it on his stick. Couldn't get farther than the red line before the Stars able to clear. Kerr tried to play it with a glove, but it rolled back to Chris Wilkie. Wilkie, the first Nebraska native to suit up in a Storm uniform, native of Omaha, as Kevin Kerr played it forward for Payne, and he couldn't get much farther. It's dumped back into the Storm end. 1:22 left in the Century 21 power play, as Wilkie gets it back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side for Gomez. Gomez wraps it in deep around the boards. Going to chase is Robbie Payne. Picks it up with ease. Payne behind the net. Settles the puck down. Takes a shove. Slows down. Gets it to Kerr on the right point. Kerr got it back to the far side wall. It took a Lincoln Stars favorable bounce. And the Stars able to clear down the ice. 56 seconds remaining in the Storm man advantage. 12 minutes left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Here comes Wilkie. Wilkie through neutral ice. Leaves it for Berger with a shot that went wide. Berger took an extra second there and wasn't able to get a good angle. Now Mayer up top for Cutler-Martin. Wilkie comes off for Cecere. Martin with a shot. Save made. Bitzer. Rebound loose. And it's Berger who picks it up for Tri-City. Still 35 seconds in the man advantage. Chance in front. Shot from Berger. Never got all the way through. And now another opportunity here. Cecere with the glove. Cecere keeps it in. Gomez got some room. Gomez holding. Takes a shot. Went off the outside of the net. Rebound. Berger up top for Cecere. Back to Berger at the top of the right circle. Now Cecere, the center of the point. Over to Cutler-Martin on the left side. Martin fakes a shot. Throws one in deflection by Mayer. Went wide. 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Mayer's got it back. Drew Mayer holding on the near side. Mayer trying to dipsy-doo. He gets around one man. Mayer to the net. Chance for Berger. Save made by Bitzer. And after the play, Mayer takes a couple shoves from Lincoln players. And a big opportunity there for Chase Berger. Berger got set up a couple times on the power play. And as we expected, Michael Bitzer standing tall in the crease for Lincoln. Bitzer, the returning goaltender, back in for a second season here in Lincoln. 1 second remains here in the Storm power play, but we will have penalties whistled to both sides. Drew Mayer goes for Tri-City. After the play, there was some pushing and shoving in front of the net. We've got 11:10 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We've got a scoreless game. The faceoff is back down in the Storm end. And they called a penalty to two players, but they are saying the Storm have the loss of manpower because we have a 4-on-4 right now, and now a Lincoln player out of the box, and Lincoln has gone on the power play after the penalty to Mayer. We'll get you the call in a second here. Lincoln with the puck, and now their first power play opportunity. It's our first GNC penalty kill of the night. A shot went over the net, over Johansson. A bouncing puck now down low, picked up by the Lincoln Stars. Up top for Colquist. Colquist on the far side now. And down low, Hunter Anderson. Back up top on the left point. Back to Colquist on the right point. Colquist with a shot. Deflection in front was loose. Went wide. Bolton's got it. Over to Stefanik. Stefanik. Back down to Bolton. Bolton to the center. Shot was blocked. Rebound. Played on the far side. Thrown behind the net. Bolton. Experienced player. Over to Stefanik. A new player for Lincoln. Up top for Colquist. Now on the far side. Monfils up top for Stefanik with a shot. Was blocked there by Hutchison. Stefanik back with it now for Lincoln. Stefanik holding on the right circle with a minute gone by in the power play for Lincoln. Luke Bolton with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebounds loose in front of a shot. Stefanik scores. The first goal of the night for Lincoln on the power play. And it goes to Jason Stefanik. A late add was just added this week by Lincoln to their roster. Didn't go through the preseason with them. But he gets the first goal of the night here for Lincoln. It's Jason Stefanik who puts home the goal, and it's 1-0 Lincoln Stars. 10:04 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Keep that puck. It's Stepanek's first USHL goal. L'Esperance on the faceoff circle for the Tri-City Storm as they restart play, and he's able to win the faceoff. Delaney able to pick it back up in the Storm end. Now over to Gomez on the near side. Banks it in a neutral, almost a neutral ice. It's played back into the Storm end now. And it's puck pops down low. Chance in front for Smith. On the backhand, couldn't get a shot off. Rebound, shot off the side of the net there. Another opportunity there that time for Tommy Marchin for Lincoln. And it's moved ahead by Tri-City, played by Robbie Payne. Payne softly rolls one of the Lincoln in. Gomez able to get their icing waved off. Gomez drops ship low, still with the puck. Gomez on the far side, up top for Delaney. Back to Gomez. Gomez leaves it for Delaney with a shot. Just went over the net. Rebound, as Bitzer didn't see that shot to the last second, is taken by Lincoln, and Smith able to leave it in the Storm end. 9:10 left in the opening period. Lincoln's got themselves a 1-0 lead on a power play goal by Jason Stefanik. Now Ryan Ivey on the ice for Lincoln as Humitz has it. Humitz past the red line. It's deflected in the Storm end. Monfils going to get it for Lincoln. Cutler Martin gives him a shove for Tri-City. Martin takes a hit there and a chance in front for Lincoln. A shot went over the net. Nice opportunity there, and Ivey keeps it in on the right point. Down low, Kevin Kerr shipped it around to the far side. Chance from the far side wall went wide. That time for Colquist. Storm trying to transition, and they misconnect with the pass, and it'll be icing Tri-City. 8:33 remaining. Here is Hayden. Hayden was in the box with Zach Fry, so they actually never called a penalty to Lincoln. It was just Drew Mayer that had received the penalty. Hayden gets a couple fist bumps as he returns to the Storm bench after the fight. 8:33 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Storm trailing the Stars, 1-0 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff is scrum four in the Storm end and won by Lincoln. Stars down low. Chance in front. Up top it goes to the left point. Now Luke Shiplow on the right point. Shiplow with a shot deflected in front, picked up by Lebowski. And the Storm cannot clear the zone. It is kept in by Hoff. Down low it goes for DeBien. Nice play by Martin to knock his man down. Kept in by Shiplow. Shiplow settles the puck down. It's deflected up high. Berger tried to bat it out. Wilkie tries to get it out. Now he does. Lincoln absolutely the aggressor here early on in this game in the first period. His shot in on Johansson. He blockers it away into the corner. Martin able to strangle up his offending player. And now another chance for Lincoln. A shot went wide on the deflection there. Good opportunity for John Simonson. Now another Lincoln player down. Olsen on the near side wall. Ross Olsen played it to neutralize. Olsen, a former Lincoln star, played for Lincoln for a bit last season. As now it's back to Kevin Kerr, who tried to get it out of the zone. He couldn't. Stepanek lost an edge on the far side, but got it back in deep. Kevin Kerr leaving it now for Mayer, and now ahead for Ross Olsen. Olsen, a nice outlet pass there for Mayer. Ahead for Aldworth. Aldworth getting into the zone. Aldworth around one man. Aldworth tried to get it down low behind the net, taken away by Lincoln. And now Stepanek makes one move and plays it forward to Bolton. Luke Bolton in onside. Bolton with a shot that's deflected up high off the backboards. And the rebound's picked up by Mayer. Mayer ahead for Olsen. Olsen to the red line and in on Bitzer. Now Fry plays it for Lincoln and now on the near side. for the Stars is Colquist. Gomez stopped that pass at the red line, but Volton picked it back up. And a shot for Hunter Anderson. Save made by Johansson. Aldworth down low. Volton able to keep it in. Stepanek, chance in front. Save made by Johansson. Another save by Johansson. Lincoln with the puck on the rebound. 6:35 remaining in the opening period here. Puck bounced off the side of the net and then off the glass and off the back of the net. A bouncer there as Drew Mayer able to get it out of the zone for Tri-City. Lincoln regroups in their own end. Colquist played it on the far side. Now puck goes all the way down in the storm and icing waved off. Torrey Dello with it for Tri-City. Banks it off the backboards to Cecere, who gets it out of the zone. Pittman could not hold it in for Lincoln. And now it's Cecere as Lincoln tags up. Cecere cross-ice pass to Dello. Dangerous play. Dello able to get it out of the zone. Almost turned it over. Gomez chipped it forward for Robbie Payne. But Lincoln got in the way of that one. Cecere able to calm things down. Find Gomez. Gomez on the far side. It's in onside. L'Esperance. L'Esperance down low. Chance for Robbie Payne. Trying to toe drag move. Another shot in front. And the net comes off. And a couple players pushing and shoving. Pittman drops his gloves. And we got another fight behind the net. It's Robbie Payne. His first fight. He didn't have one in the preseason with Pittman. Payne, a couple rights here. Pittman can't get a control. Robbie Payne throwing the gloves. Throwing the mitts, I should say. As he's going at it with Pittman, Pittman now gets some control. Robbie Payne stepping up for the Storm. 5:48 remaining in the opening period. We've seen our second fight. And the fans in attendance are getting an idea of the team that the Storm, they're not taking anything from anybody this year. And you saw it right there. Pittman dropped his gloves right away, and Payne wasn't backing down. Payne went to the net. The Storm went to the net hard. The net came off. Pittman got into it with Payne. Pittman dropped his gloves, and Payne said, let's go. And that was it. And Robbie Payne more than held his own in that fight against the USHL veteran. Payne played for Kalamazoo last year. He got a couple big rights in on Pittman. Pittman got back in the fight, no doubt. But Robbie Payne more than held his own in that one. Payne to the box for 5 minutes. Pittman in the box for 5 minutes. 5:48 remaining here in the opening period. Lincoln leads 1-0 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm did not have many fights last year. We can look up how many majors they had, but from the looks of it, they will definitely have more this year. Two fights in the opening period. As Wilkie wins the faceoff now in the Lincoln end. Lebosky down low for Berger, back to Wilkie. Storm with some possession here. Robbie Payne trying to wake up his team. The Storm have not shown much here in the opening period other than the fact that they can fight. Delaney with a shot. Save made. Rebound. Just missed the net. Berger with a good opportunity on the rebound. Wilkie to the center. Lebosky down low. Lebosky tried to play it to Wilkie. It's taken away by Lincoln. And it's banked off the wall out to Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr, cross-ice pass off the wall. Moves into Lincoln end. Icing waved off. Try to get it to Wilkie. And now the Storm of the forecheck get a turnover. Lebosky able to take the hit. Move it to Wilkie. Wilkie left it for Delaney. And Delaney had a good opportunity but couldn't get control. Nice back check there by Kevin Kerr. And here's Wilkie. Steals the puck on the far side. Round the net. Wraparound chance. Bitzer was there to block it. Hutchison on the right point. Keeps it down low for Mayer. Drew Mayer in the corner. Chance in front. Went off Bitzer's stick. Into the far side where Magnum Hoff plays it. And now Lincoln has some room to skate out of their own end. Colquist. It was chipped at the blue line by Debian. And Debian able to move it to Jalen Schultz for the Storm. Hutchison able to get it out of the zone. 4:30 remaining in the opening period. Lincoln with a 1-0 lead. Storm trying to do something to get back even with them before the first intermission. Ivy takes a hit from Hutchison but moves the puck. Lincoln with it on their sticks, moving to neutral ice. And it's chipped in neutral ice into the Storm. And Cutler Martin going against Keegan Ward for Lincoln. Humitz picks it up as Ward goes down. Humitz with a shot. Save made Johansson. Rebound Humitz behind the net. Humitz up top. Ivy couldn't hold in on the line. Aldworth skating for it. Bitzer will be the first man to the puck, the goaltender for Lincoln. It's played ahead to Ivy on the far side and out a bouncing puck to Torrey Dello for Tri-City. Dello over to Cecere. Went under his skate. Now Cecere trying to get it to neutral ice, kept in by Lincoln. And it's moved down low. Dello. Dello chips it over to Cecere behind his own net. Cecere, a bouncing puck over to Hutchison. Hutchison left it for Aldworth. Aldworth had room, shades one defender, and it bounced off of a Lincoln's skate there. It looked like it was the skate of Verchet, taken back by the Storm in their own end. Gomez now. Gomez shades one defender. Gomez into the Lincoln end to the center, and he had Lesperance on the far side, but he swung it a little too far away from Joel. Now here's Lincoln. Luke Volton on the near side. Shot. Save Johansson. Big rebound. Another save Johansson with the left pad. And now an up chance here for Kolkvist. Takes a shot. Johansson there with the glove. Jacob Johansson, his first period of USHL regular season action, made a couple good saves. He's allowed one goal by him, and that's the only goal of the game. As Lincoln leads 1-0, 3:07 remaining here in the opening period of the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here at the Viero Event Center. From Mercury to the edge of the Milky Way, there's only one place in the universe you can play Nebraska Pick 5 at a Nebraska Lottery retailer. With $50,000 as a starting jackpot and drawing 6 days a week, pick up a Nebraska Pick 5 ticket today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. The only goal of the game scored by Lincoln and Jason Stepanek on the power play. Stepanek, a Monroe, New York native, playing here in the USHL, the first native of Monroe to play since Andrew Himmelson back for Des Moines in 2008. 1-0 lead now for Lincoln. Faceoff is in the Storm end. Berger on the draw, lost it to Shiplow and Volton. Volton with a shot, and it's loose in front. Johansson able to kick it to the far side. Wilkie over to Chase Berger. Berger past the red line. Banks it in. Berger moving around Fry. Gets to the puck. Berger pulls on the brakes. I'll try to get it to Wilkie. Wilkie and Berger working for it, but now picked back up by Stepanek. Stepanek couldn't get out of the zone. Lebowski kept it in for Wilkie. Wilkie at the top of the point. Airs it out down low for Lebowski, who finds Berger. This line working well here. Berger to the center. A bouncing puck scooped up by Bitzer. He juggled it for a second. Lebowski, Wilkie, Berger looking good here for Tri-City. But they trail the Storm Dew 1-0 with 2:31 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Drew Mayer on the faceoff now with Tommy Marchin. And a whistle as we will have a false start on Tri-City. Mayer tossed out of the circle. Mayer, another NAHL vet, but first game in the USHL for Drew Mayer. Hutchison comes in to take it. Hutchison wins it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr down low, and Aldworth has it. Aldworth in the near side corner. Aldworth to the left circle. Up top for Kerr. Back to Aldworth. Aldworth with some space. Shot. Save. Bitzer. Rebound. Mayer couldn't find it. Hutchison, though, to the center, was blocked by Lampasso. And Lampasso now with some speed. Cross-ice pass went behind his intended target, Tommy Marchin. Storm got to it, but now it's back on the stick of Lampasso. Smith in onside with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Stoppage of play. With 1:59 remaining in the opening frame, Tri-City Storm trailing the Lincoln Stars 1-0 here on the breeze. Opening night here at the Viero Event Center. A lot of purple here for the Storm to unveil their black uniforms. First time they've been in black since 2009. As Lesperance wins the faceoff for Tri-City. Cecere doing battle in the corner now with Simonson. Nice play by Olsen, but it went right to a Lincoln Stars chance. Save made Johansson with the left pad. And now Gomez with the rebound, airs it out to neutral ice, went under a Lincoln Star glove, and here comes Lesperance with a shot that's deflected. Olsen was in front there. It went under Fry's glove, and now here comes Lincoln with a two-on-two for themselves. It's Debian. Debian to the center, save by Johansson. Rebounds loose, Lincoln's got it. Kolkvist at the right point. Jared Kolkvist banks it off the backboards to Magnus Hoff. Hoff now on the left circle. Hoff. Circling. Cecere's on him. Hoff on the near side wall. Runs into Ross Olsen. And the puck's out of play. Cross Olsen. Hoff had his head down. Olsen lit him up there. 1:20 remaining here in the opening period. Nebraska Lottery, first period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 here to the Lincoln Stars on the breeze, 94.5 FM. want to thank all of our sponsors here on The Breeze who have stayed with us this season and all the new ones for this upcoming season. As Berger won the faceoff and he lifted the puck out of play, fans got to watch out there in the seats as they're sitting to the side of the net there. 1:15 remaining in the opening period now. Storm trailing 1-0, trying to get some momentum here. Lincoln, they've been able to drive to the net here and against the Storm defense that's got some experience. Three returners on the defense, only two in the lineup tonight. Nolan Glukowski serving a one-game suspension. Glukowski, Chase McMurphy, and Joey DiBenedetto all serving suspensions from a brawl with Des Moines a couple weeks ago in the preseason. And it's dumped all the way down by Lincoln and an icing whistle to the Stars. 54 seconds remaining here in the opening frame. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Lincoln. And coming up, we'll have all the recap of this period in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Face-off in the Lincoln end, won by Colquist. Colquist down low. Wilkie left it for Lebowski. Chance in front for Berger, and he couldn't put it home. Berger looked to get a good opportunity there, but couldn't get all the wood he wanted on that shot. Now a shot the other way from Stepanek. Glove save made by Johansson. Martin was there for Tri-City. 41 seconds remaining in the opening frame. Tri-City trailing Lincoln 1-0. The goal from Stepanek, his first USHL goal. Lincoln had a weird ending to their offseason with the resignation of their head coach. And it's Jimmy McGroarty who has taken over behind the bench. But he's no stranger to that position either. As he coached for the Lincoln Stars, head coach for 3 years, remained with the team as an assistant. Now he's back being the head man. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Cutler Martin able to get possession. A bouncing puck. Lampasa with a shot blocked there by Hutchison. And now another shot went wide of the crease. 30 seconds left in the period. Lampasa with a shot towards the net was stopped by Martin. And now Drew Mayer on the far side. Mayer ahead for Aldworth. Aldworth with it between his skates. Gets possession. Aldworth had speed in. Entered the zone. But it was taken away by Lampasa. Now Mayer runs Lampasa into the boards and takes back the puck. Ivy got in on the action. Aldworth tried a centering pass. There's 10 seconds left in the period. Mayer gets taken down. And now here's Smith. Smith ahead for Schultz. Schultz left it there for Martin. Lampasa is down. And the period ends with Lampasa in pain. In between the circle, Lincoln trainer out on the ice. Lampasa now up. Looks like he's hurt his hand as he's got his glove off. There was an upcoming penalty on the play. And I don't think it was whistled the Storm. The Storm had possession of the puck. And the clock was ticking. There's an interference call. And we'll see what they decide here. We'll get you all the update during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. As the period ends with Lampasa writhing in pain, and we have a potential power play opportunity for one of the two teams to start the second period. 1-0 Lincoln at the end of one. We'll take a break and come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero. Huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
End of one period here in Kearney. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to Lincoln here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Thanks for joining us here in the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Let's get you updated here during the Stadler Implement period recap. And there was one goal in the first period. It was for Jason Stefanik. Stefanik scored at 9:56. It was a power play goal for Stefanik. And it put Lincoln on the board. Their only power play opportunity of the period, they were able to convert as they scored after a penalty was whistled. Penalty was whistled there to the Storm's Drew Mayer. And while Mayer was in the box, we saw the first goal of the night for Lincoln's Jason Stepanek. They lead 1-0. Shots on goal here in favor of Lincoln, 18-9 for Lincoln. The penalties here, there's a bunch. Nick Monfiles went for slashing at 3:18. Steve Hayden and Zach Fry dropped the gloves at 6:02. Both received five-minute fighting majors. Jared Kolkfist went for interference at 6:50. And then we had the Mayer penalty that was after the whistle. We have Zach Pittman and Robbie Payne. Both go for fighting. They drop the gloves at 14:12. And now we are being told that it was a penalty. And you tell me how this is possible. As the clock ran out, Jalen Schultz picks up an interference penalty. The Storm had the puck on their sticks in the remaining seconds, but the officials did not blow the whistle until after time expired for whatever reason. It was a delayed call that they didn't decide to whistle down until after the period ended. And Schultz will start the second period in the box for 20 minutes. So 20 minutes into the Storm season, they trail 1-0. Jacob Johansson has had to make 17 saves for Tri-City. Michael Bitzer has made saves on all 9 shots that have found their way towards his net. And kind of not really the start the Storm were looking for. I think, without a doubt, and you can see it right away, that they are not shy to drop the gloves. Two fighting majors in one period. Don't really know if we saw that all season last year for the Storm, but it has been an often occurrence here early on this year. We saw in the preseason, Storm were not shy to drop the gloves, and many players getting into the action with the fights. Here tonight, same thing so far. We've seen two early on. And really, I think that the Storm going to try as much as they can here to just generate some more offense, trying to get some more pucks towards Bitzer, and they're going to want to limit the turnovers as well. I think Lincoln's been very active on the forecheck, and they've gotten some turnovers, gotten some good looks on Johansson. Johansson looks like he's still getting used to this league. A guy who's a 20-year-old, a veteran goaltender, but he's left some rebounds out there that I'm sure he'd like to have back as well. And he's been working every day trying to get better, and I'm sure you'll see that here even between the first, second, and third period as Johansson calms down in his first game in a Tri-City Storm uniform. That'll do it here tonight for your Stadler Implement first period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a quick break here on the Breeze. Come back with some out-of-town scores presented by Midway Auto Group here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you here on opening night at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm down 1-0 to the Lincoln Stars. And let's check your scores here around the USHL. First, let's get you caught up on what happened last night in the USHL. As official opening of the USHL happened last weekend, the Storm were actually the final team to play. 15 out of the first 16 teams had already played. The Storm were the last team to get in action. Lincoln last night lost to Cedar Rapids 6-3. So Lincoln is 0-1 here on this season. Muskegon defeated Team USA. Team USA was off to a 3-0 start before Muskegon defeated them last night by a score of 5-4. These are last night's scores. Sioux Falls defeated Indiana 6-5. Green Bay in overtime over Youngstown 4-3. Dubuque over Waterloo 3-2. And Omaha over Fargo 5-0. Those are, again, last night's scores. And now we will look at tonight's scores. Again, another full slate of games in the USHL. Earlier today, Youngstown returned the favor to Green Bay, beating them in overtime. Last night it was Green Bay in overtime. Tonight, Youngstown with a 3-2 victory in overtime. Team USA is leading 3-2 over the Chicago Steel in the third period with 12:05 remaining. Muskegon has a 2-1 lead on the Indiana Ice at the end of two periods of play. Cedar Rapids with a 1-0 lead at home tonight against the Sioux Falls Stampede. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, a team that people have been very excited to see this year, as the Sioux Falls Stampede, the team that was the runner-up in the Western Conference last year, Sioux Falls, trailing 1-0 to Cedar Rapids right now, 4:54 remaining in the first period. Near the end of the first period in Dubuque, Fighting Saints and Sioux City Musketeers are scoreless, and after one period in Des Moines, the Buccaneers and Omaha Lancers are scoreless. Buccaneers and Lancers, two teams that I think will be very solid Western Conference teams. It is going to be a tight battle this year in the Western Conference. A lot of returning talent on all these teams, and the USHL, as usual, should be a dogfight from start to finish. That is your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. And fans, last year we did the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the game. This year we're doing something a little different. Valentino's will be offering prizes. We're going to do a Facebook trivia question each week. During the week leading up to a Tri-City Storm game, we will have a Valentino's trivia question posted on the Storm's Facebook page. Correct answer will have a chance to win a prize from Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. It will be a free buffet from Valentino's here in Kearney. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Tri-City Storm, Lincoln Stars have played one period, and it was an action-packed period. We saw a goal. We saw two fights. And we saw a new-look Tri-City Storm team that are absolutely going to be an aggressor, and they're not going to stand there and watch other teams play physically without responding. And you see that tonight. We've already had two fights. Both forwards Robbie Payne and Stephen Hayden have dropped the gloves. But I think that the Tri-City Storm coaching staff here during the intermission going to talk to the team about just settling down, playing their game, and getting chances, moving the puck to the net, playing simple, as well as making sure they know who they're passing to. Don't want to turn the puck over. That was an issue in the first period. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second period here at the Viero Event Center, opening night, Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Tri-City Storm Hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back up to the booth here at the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you as we start the second period. The Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars doing battle here tonight. First of many meetings here this season. A 60-game schedule in the USHL. Bit of a difference. Last year was a 64-game schedule. They've scaled it back to 60. In that first period, as I take a look at the shot chart here, Jason Stepanek had a great start for Lincoln. Four shots on net for Stepanek as Lincoln outshot the Storm 18-9. And a lot of good shots for Lincoln right around the net. You saw opportunities for Debian. You saw opportunities for Magnus Hoff around the net, John Simonson around the net. A bunch of different players, Hunter Anderson around the net, and just a lot of shots for Lincoln, 18. We have 2 minutes on the board for Jalen Schultz. He went for interference as time was expiring in the first period. It will have Tri-City on the penalty kill to start things, and that will bring us to our GNC penalty kill. GNC, thanks very much for joining us here, the Breeze sponsor family here. For Storm Hockey, for all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, just north of Walmart in Hastings. GNC presents the penalty kill for the Storm, and GNC hoping the Storm can kill that penalty off as Jalen Schultz is in the box for 2 minutes. Lincoln back onto the ice. Couple boos here from the Tri-City Storm faithful. Storm entering the ice in just a minute here as we get ready for the second period of play. And second period of play should be a good one here as the Storm once again trailing 1-0. Storm back on the ice. Jacob Johansson leading him. Johansson, 17 saves on 18 shots in the first period. Storm backup goaltender Hayden Levine expected to see some action soon as they're still competing for those starting positions. And Tri-City, no doubt, wants a better showing here in the second period. They can start it with a penalty kill. Schultz to the box for interference. We're ready to go here in the second period. Storm starting with Dello and Cutler Martin on defense for this penalty kill. We'll see who Josh Howgie elects to go with as the forwards. It looks like Drew Mayer and Nick Hutchison. For Lincoln, they've got Stepanek, Luke Volton, Hunter Anderson, Luke Shiplow, as well as Magnus Hoff. So Hoff playing the point on this Lincoln power play. They're 1-for-1 tonight. Underway in the second period. Lincoln with a 1-0 lead. They win the faceoff. Stepanek try to take the puck around Dello. And it was nice job by Hutchison knocking it out of the zone. So the Storm get a clear right away to start this GNC penalty kill. Lincoln with possession. It's Luke Volton. Volton passed the red line. Banks it off the back wall. And went over to the net on the outside of the net. Kept in by Magnus Hoff. Down low, Hunter Anderson. Anderson in the far side corner over Stepanek. Stepanek gets pressured. And it's taken away by Drew Mayer. Mayer gets tripped coming out of the zone. And we see a penalty. Mayer got tripped, and it was called. And the Lincoln power play ends 35 seconds in. As 2 minutes are on the ball. 2 minutes on the board. So Mayer got tripped, excuse me. And Mayer, the runs a player of the period here. Jalen Schultz in the box for another minute 56. And now as the faceoff's underway, we're 4-on-4 here for a minute 26. The penalty to Hoff of Lincoln for tripping. And now the Storm with possession couldn't get it too far in the Lincoln end. It's dumped right back out to neutral ice. Chase Berger has it. Berger over to Kevin Kerr, and Kerr back to Saisir. Saisir cross ice over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr back to Saisir, played it forward, and Luke Shiplow gets it, but now Chase Berger takes it right back. Berger trying to bank it into the zone. He couldn't get it deep in there, and now John Simonsen with it. Simonsen holding, banks it off the back wall to the far side. Up top to Luke Shiplow. Shiplow faked on a shot. Has a lot of room. Shiplow shoots, hits the crossbar, or the right post, actually. And it hit the iron right there. Now Lincoln with possession. It's a 4-on-4. Fry fakes on a shot. Fry banks it off the back wall. Over to Davian. Up top for Shiplow. Now Fry. Fry with a shot. Save Johansson. It was down low. Davian has it. Back to Shiplow. 22 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Here come the Storm on a steal. Kevin Kerr leading the rush. In outside with Berger. Berger with a chance for Kerr, and he put it wide. Nice setup from Berger to Kerr. Kerr fed one in front. Went off a Lincoln stick. Delaney off the bench. Keeps it in. Delaney leaves it to Kerr. Storm about to be back on the power play as the puck deflects out of play. With 2 seconds left in the 4-on-4, 18:01 remaining in the second period here at the Viero Event Center. Lincoln with a 1-0 lead. In 2 seconds, the Storm will have a 34-second abbreviated Century 21 power play and a chance to get on the board. It'll be their third power play opportunity of the night. So Lincoln had a good chance on the 4-on-4. Then Kevin Kerr put a shot just wide of the net as the Storm rushed up the ice. Puck is dropped. Storm in the Century 21 power play. Payne gets the puck up to Schultz, who just came out of the box. Gomez down low with Colquist and couldn't win the battle. Anderson gets taken off the puck. No call coming as it's Robbie Payne who's battling for it. Gets knocked down. Here comes Lincoln on a 2-on-2, shorthanded. Humitz in onside. Holding. Dello with an active stick trying to take it away. Kept in by Lincoln. Hunter Anderson now. Backed out to neutral ice as Lincoln kills the last couple seconds of the Century 21 power play. We're back to even strength with 17:25 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Lincoln. Dello on the far side now. Gomez has it. Gomez leads it for Joel Esperance. Esperance in onside. Esperance to the net. Backhanded one through the crease. Nobody on the other side of it. On the rebound, Hoff airs one out behind Martin. A bouncing puck rolls into the Storm end. Delaney swats it into the far side corner. Delaney takes a hit. Martin comes over to play the puck. Gomez couldn't get it on the wall. Ivy keeps it in, takes a hit. Got it in deep to the Storm end. Delaney rubs off his man. And now it's moved up the far side wall, taken back by Lincoln. Kept into the zone as Delaney's fighting with the Star there on the corner. Taken away by Robbie Payne. Here comes a 2-on-2 for Tri-City. Payne, as he enters the zone, takes on a shot. Holds up. Sanson in front for Gomez. And it's this big save by Bitzer. Esperance had the shot. Bitzer with the right pad save. Michael Bitzer keeping things at 1-0 Lincoln. As we get a stoppage here. And we get a penalty. And this may be a charging call. And it's on Lincoln. It's a charging call to the Lincoln Stars. Number 11 here, Brandon Smith. Forward gets the charging call. So I didn't see the hit, but Brandon Smith goes to the box. Charging is the call. And we are here on the Century 21 power play once again. Storm, fourth opportunity now. Haven't scored just yet. 2 minutes on the board. And the faceoff is won by Tri-City. Lebowski lost the puck at the top of the zone, trying to keep it in, and he does. But now it's cleared by Lincoln. Lebowski won that battle with Humitz, but it went right to a Lincoln Star, and it's down low for Saisir in the Storm end. Storm regrouping, going to try to rush up the ice here at the beginning of the Century 21 power play. Martin on the near side for Saisir, too far ahead of him. Shiplow knocks it back into the Storm end. Johansson now for Chase Berger. Berger back to Cutler Martin. Martin behind his own net. 30 seconds gone by in the Century 21 power play. Lincoln leading 1-0 over Tri-City in the second period. Storm in onside. Mayer leaves it for Saisir. Saisir cross-ice pass. Lebowski able to get it. Lebowski took a spill. Kept in by Cutler Martin, though. Nice job by him. And it's up to the top. Martin another keep in. Here's Lebowski with room. Lebowski to the center of the zone. Back to Saisir. Banks it off the wall. Down low to Lebowski. To Berger, who kicked it with a skate. Left it for Drew Mayer. Now up top. Look, Drew Mayer had a chance with it. Lost the puck. Saisir keeps it in. Banks it off the far side corner. Lebowski tried a centering pass. It was blocked. Lebowski gets taken down. And the official looked like he was going to call a penalty, but did not. Chance in front of the score! It's Chase Berger for the goal, and the Storm have tied it at one. A Century 21 power play goal. 15:15 remaining in the second period, and the Storm have their first of the season. Chase Berger on the deflection in front. Initial shot taken by Cutler Martin. Garrett Cecere on the secondary assist. The Storm are on the board for the first time of the season. And Berger with the deflection in front knocked it through Bitzer's pads, and it's tied 1-1 here at the Viero Event Center. On the Century 21 power play, Tri-City with their fourth opportunity converted. And the Storm win the faceoff. L'Esperance dumps it in deep. Played on the far side by Fry. Up the wall. And now L'Esperance has it. Centering pass for Payne. Couldn't get a shot off. And now it's taken by Stepanek. Outlet pass gets chipped into the Storm end. Picked up by Dello. Dello now. Cross-ice pass. Ahead for Payne. Leaves it for L'Esperance. L'Esperance smelling blood to the center. A loose puck. And it's chipped wide of the net. Lincoln able to pick it up. It's Ryan Ivey who settles it down. Now Lincoln with a transition game. It's Stepanek. Stepanek at the top of the zone. Makes a great move on L'Esperance. Has a lot of space. Takes a shot. Misses the net. Rebound over to Verchet. Verchet here with a shot blocked by L'Esperance. Volton right to it. Volton with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound. Johansson tried to cover, and they do blow the whistle as the puck was still loose. 14:18 remaining here in the second period. The Storm have scored to tie the game on a goal by Chase Berger, his first of the season, from Cutler Martin and Garrett Cecere at 4:45. Berger committed to Penn State, a guy who's expected to be here in Tri-City for multiple seasons, as he's slated as a 2015 Penn State commit. Gets the first goal of the season for the Tri-City Storm. It's 1-1 here, 14:18 remaining in the second. Storm win the faceoff in their own end. Delaney, a little backhand play up the wall. Shot, and it goes into the netting. Oh, what a rocket that was there from Lincoln forward Nick Monfiles. And Monfiles, he wound up and slapped one right over the net. Johansson didn't even really see it. Lincoln able to change lines here. 14:12 remaining in the second period. 1-1 game here at the Viero Event Center. Johansson in net for Tri-City. The faceoff is to his right. John Simonson knocked out of the faceoff circle. Coming in to take it is Jonathan Dibien. Faceoff scrum four, and a bouncing puck is won by Tri-City. It's Chris Wilkie. Wilkie, transition. Lebowski turns on the Jets. Lebowski to the net, and he couldn't get a shot off, but oh, what speed from Dan Lebowski. He got going, and he motored down the ice as it goes down low to Wilkie. Wilkie on the near side now. Up top, couldn't get it to Kerr, and now Kerr's got to turn on the Jets as here comes Dibien. Dibien to the puck. Delaney trying to knock him off. Dibien can't get a shot. Chance for Simonson. Tipped away by Berger. What a back check by Chase Berger to knock it out of the zone. And he takes his man down with him. Lincoln able to get to the puck. Got it in the Storm end. Kerr played it back to neutral ice. A bouncer in neutral ice. Picked up by Luke Shiplow. Shiplow brings it back into the zone. Shiplow at the right circle. Try to move it down low. Simonson wasn't looking for it. And that's who Shiplow was looking for. Storm able to get possession. And they clear the zone. Back to Fry. Now Magnus Huff. Huff to the center, and Dibien lost it. Here comes Wilkie with an odd man rush. Verchet, the only man back for Lincoln. It's a 3-on-1 for Tri-City. Wilkie holds, shoots, save made by Bitzer. And it looked like it clipped a piece of the glove and then went out. Oh, a big opportunity for the Storm with a 3-on-1, and Wilkie unable to score. Got a good shot, though, and that's what you want in those situations, is the Storm have another chance here. They come into the zone. Ross Olsen centering pass. Hayden put one wide, and now it's Eastman in the near side corner. Hayden shoves off his man, Dello with the puck. Now Cecere takes a shot, just missed wide left. Rebound is picked up by Hoff. And now Stephen Hayden trying to chip it back in a big battle with a couple players. Olsen comes over for a shove against his former team, and now Cecere's got it. Cecere off the far side wall, ahead for Olsen. Olsen takes a hit, keeps the puck with him. Olsen fell down, trying to move the puck forward with his hand, picked up by Wilson Verchet. 12 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in the second. Score is 1-1, Tri-City and Lincoln. Puck's down deep in the Storm, and now Martin shoves his man down. And it's moved ahead to Aldworth, and now out of the zone, Mayer played it for Hutchison to converge, though, and now Ryan Ivey played it back to neutral ice. It's Cutler Martin. Martin on the far side for Mayer, ahead for Aldworth now in the zone, but it's knocked out by Lincoln. And now a scrum for it. Mayer able to bring it in, taken away by Lincoln. Back to the sticks of the Stars. 11:38 remaining in the second period as it's Monfils in onside with Lampasso. Lampasso stopped by Martin. Puck dumped back in by Lincoln. And Cutler Martin picks it up. Lampasso was lurking, but Martin has it now for Tri-City. Long cross-ice pass deflected off Hutchison's skate to Mayer. Back to Hutchison. Hutchison on the right side. Hutchison to the center. And Mayer couldn't control the pass. Hutchison now back for Olith. Up top for Kevin Kerr, and the shot went wide. Kevin Kerr stepped into one there. Delaney keeps it in on the near side wall. And a Tri-City player taken down. Another penalty to Lincoln. Drew Mayer drawing a few penalties here. Mayer, a guy who usually is known more for taking penalties. But here, he draws one to former Tri-City Storm player Ryan Ivey. Ivey in the box for Lincoln. 2 minutes for cross-checking. We get a stoppage here with 11:05 remaining in the second period. It's a 1-1 game in the Tri-City Storm. Now on the Century 21 power play. Good opportunity here for the Storm. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Storm with a Century 21 power play after a Ryan Ivey cross-checking penalty for Lincoln. Faceoff will be to Bitzer's left. Mayer is staying on the ice with Lebowski, Berger, Cecere, and Cutler Martin at the point. Howji, a little discussion with the official before we resume play. 11:05 remaining in the second. Storm with a chance to take the lead here in a 1-1 game on the power play. Faceoff won by Lincoln. Shiplow gets knocked down by Mayer, and he takes the puck. Drew Mayer over to Lebowski. Lebowski up top for Cecere. Cecere banks one back to Lebowski. Lebowski banked one over to Chase Berger. Berger on the wall. Cycles to Lebowski. Cross-ice pass. Finds Cutler Martin. Martin in deep. And he played it off the side of the net. Lebowski on a bouncing puck trying to keep possession. And it's up top. Cecere could not keep it in. Or he kept it in for a second, but now shoved out by Hunter Anderson. Cecere now on the far side for Cutler Martin. 30 seconds gone by in the Century 21 power play. Martin behind his own net. And here's Cutler Martin for Tri-City. Plays it on the near side for Lebowski. Lebowski past the red line. Lebowski in onside. Banks it off the wall to Chase Berger. Berger into the corner for Mayer. Mayer up top for Cutler Martin. Martin takes a shot. Went wide of the net. Rebounds to Sear on the near side. And Lebowski played it to the center. And now Lincoln with possession. It's Humitz who lofts it down the ice, where Johansson leaves it for Martin. 1 minute gone by in the Century 21 power play. Halfway through the second period. We're 1-1 at the Viero Event Center between Lincoln and Tri-City. Cutler Martin ahead for Lesperance. Lesperance didn't see it to the last second. Deflected on a Colkfist stick for Lincoln. And now it's Simonson who leaves it for Fry, who's going to kill some time here. Fry into the storm end. Takes a shot. Johansson makes the save with the shoulder. And now Huff lost it to Gomez. Here comes Tri-City. It's Kevin Kerr on a Robbie Payne. Payne just wraps it around the boards to the far side for Joel Lesperance. He kicks it to stop it, and Lesperance left it for Payne. Payne up top for Wilkie, who's on the point. Wilkie takes a hit, keeps it in, and back to Gomez. Gomez had a nice opportunity there to try to find Payne, but it went to open space, and Pittman dumps it all the way down. Now Kevin Kerr with 5 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Last rush. Kerr in offside. Lesperance was a step ahead of the play. 9:04 remaining here in, as Ivy gets let out of the box, penalty had expired there. 9:04 remaining here in the second period. 1-1 the score. Storm now 1 of 5 on the power play. Faceoff won by Lincoln. As it's back into neutral ice now, though, as Delaney had it for Tri-City. Shoveled it into Lincoln's end. Ivy on the near side for Shiplow. Shiplow with a stoppage. And they call offside on Hutchison. Official Really wanted to get that offsides call in there. Lincoln had the puck on their sticks. Lincoln trying to say the faceoff should be in the Storm end. Weird delay offsides call. 8:56 remaining in the second period of a 1-1 game. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Neutral ice. Delaney on the far side for Martin. Martin to the red line. Dumps in deep. Played on the near side by Shiplow. And now Ivy up the far side to Anderson. Anderson played it behind Volton. Turnover to Hutchison. Left it for Aldworth. Aldworth on the near side. Aldworth elects to go backwards. And he banks it back in. Try to bank it to neutral ice. Taken away by Volton. Deflected in front. Centering pass was deflected by Martin. And now Kyle Eastman running up the ice. Eastman stopped as he entered the zone. And it's picked back up by Anderson. Anderson stopped there by Delaney. But it's picked up by Stepanek for Lincoln. Now Cutler Martin finds Nick Hutchison. Hutchison with space in onside. Hutchison leaves it for Aldworth. Aldworth shot went over the net. Rebound caroms out of the zone. 8 minutes and 7 seconds left in the second of a 1-1 game. Jalen Schultz with the puck on his stick finds Hutchison. Hutchison banks it into the Lincoln end. A bouncing puck. Lebowski going to get it. Bitzer dove for it. And Lebowski took the net off. Good chance for Thomas Aldworth as Bitzer went and dove for a rolling puck but couldn't cover it. Puck was loose, but Lebowski went crashing into the Lincoln net, and Aldworth was not able to make a play on the puck. 7:56 remaining in the second period. Tied game between Lincoln and Tri-City, 1-1. Berger on the faceoff against Tommy Marchin. And Marchin wins it for Lincoln. Fry with it now for the Stars. Fry after the red line, dumps it to the Storm end. Schultz back to get it, and a nice hit there on Smith. Schultz sent him flying. Now Dello with the puck. Kicked it over. Smith had it. Puck's loose. Picked up by Dello. Dello on the far side. Lebowski held up just in time to get it out of the zone. Now Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie with speed. Wilkie to the center. A bouncer that Bitzer made the play on. Berger a centering pass. Up top for Schultz. Jalen Schultz finds Wilkie. Wilkie back to Schultz. Schultz on the right point. Takes a shot. Save made Bitzer. Rebound is knocked out by Lincoln. It's going to be a racing for ice. And it's Christian Lampasso that wins the race. What a great play from Lampasso for Lincoln, beating the icing call. But now here comes Tri-City the other way. It's Lebowski. Dan Lebowski on the far side for Dello. Dello wraps it around the boards. Near side, it's Chris Wilkie. Excuse me, it's Chase Berger. Wilkie's with Berger. And puck's loose for Shiplow. Wilkie thought he had a move on Shiplow, but Shiplow kept the puck on his stick. 6:50 left in the second. As Lincoln comes in, takes a shot on Johansson, who sticks it to the corner. Humitz up top for Pittman. Pittman with a shot deflected by Wilkie right onto the stick of Garrett Gomez. Gomez cross-ice pass for Wilkie onside. Wilkie with a shot that went wide of the net. As Gomez goes over to play it, Wilkie changes. Payne comes on, and L'Esperance in the corner. Joel L'Esperance returning forward for Tri-City. In the corner, Gomez gets taken down by Shiplow. Gomez still fighting for the puck. Shiplow has it. L'Esperance. And it's going to be a penalty on Tri-City. And it's going to be a slash on the Storm. And we get the whistle here. Shiplow sold that one pretty well, but it's going to be a slash, I think, to Tri-City. 6:08 remaining. The penalty to L'Esperance. And it's going to be... I believe it's a slashing to L'Esperance. 6:08 remaining here in the second period. The Storm now going on the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, GNC. So 6:08 remains in the second period. The only goal of the period is for Tri-City. And Chase Berger on the power play. 6:08 remains in the period. We have a penalty to Joel L'Esperance. Penalties have been pretty popular for the officials in this game. Both sides have had their fair share. Lincoln on the power play for the third time tonight. And... they will have a chance there, 1-for-2 on the power play. L'Esperance in the box, face off to the right of Johansson. Mayer and Simonsen on the draw. Simonsen wins it to Kolkvist. Kolkvist far side, opportunity in front. Johansson there with a save. players converge as Simonsen had the opportunity, a backhander right into the chest of Jacob Johansson. He stops play just 5 seconds into the L'Esperance penalty. 6:03 remains in the second period. Drew Mayer on the faceoff. He's a penalty kill and power play specialist for the Storm. As Lincoln wins the faceoff, Simonsen down low, Debian. Up to Colquist on the left point. Now on the right point, a shot from Fry, deflection over the net and out of play. Not sure if Johansson had to make a save in traffic there, but it got thrown towards him, deflected in front, out of play. 1:41 remains here in the power play for Lincoln, the GNC penalty kill for the Tri-City Storm. 5:48 left in the second period. They say the faceoffs will stay in the Storm end. And the faceoff is won by Tri-City. Lebowski able to chip it down. Lebowski in a race for the puck. Lebowski to the net. Bitzer makes the save. Dan Lebowski is showing why he will be one of the most exciting players to watch this season for Tri-City. He has the wheels to go after any puck and win any race. And just there, you saw it, generating a shorthanded chance out of nothing. That's what the Storm like about Lebowski. He may be undersized, but he is not afraid to go after the puck. 1:32 remaining in the L'Esperance penalty on the GNC penalty kill. Lincoln wins the faceoff. They get it out to neutral ice. The faceoff was in the offensive zone for the Storm. Now Shiplow is in onside for Lincoln. Shiplow backhands one to the far side wall. Played by the Stars and now out of the zone. Lebowski is there. Lebowski passed the red line. Try to find Berger. It went off his skate and back down to Hoff. Magnus Hoff up to Shiplow. And now back to Stepanek. Stepanek for Lincoln into the zone. Stepanek backhanded pass over to Volton. Volton on the far side. Ahead for Hoff. Now to Shiplow. Shiplow with a lot of space. Shiplow down low. Deflected off the stick of Monfils. Delaney couldn't pick it up. It's Volton, but now it's out of the zone as it went past Hoff. 43 seconds remains in the penalty to Joel L'Esperance on the GNC penalty kill. Lincoln with the puck. It's Hoff. Hoff out of his zone. Mayer was there on the forecheck, couldn't take the puck away. Lincoln dumps it in. 30 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Puck moves to the stick of Jalen Schultz. Drew Mayer able to get it out of the zone. And now Schultz able to shovel it all the way down into the Lincoln end. 17 seconds remains in the penalty kill for Tri-City. Monfils stripped of the puck by Robbie Payne. Payne knocks his man down as the puck goes back into neutral ice. And Payne is after it. Payne winning a battle. And that's it for the penalty kill. Gomez has got it now. Gomez behind the net. Gomez is looking. Try to centering pass, deflected up top for Schultz. Schultz tried to keep it in, and he did. But now it rolled out of the zone. Dello goes and chips it back in. Robbie Payne tags up. And it's picked up by Fry of Lincoln. Under 4 minutes left in the second, we got a 1-1 game. Picked up by the Stars. As Smith entered the zone, Kevin Kerr took it back on his stick, banked it off the far side backboards. And now it's Robbie Payne who settles it down, leaves it for Schultz. Behind the net finds Kevin Kerr. Kerr with time. Ahead for L'Esperance, couldn't connect. It goes all the way down, icing waved off as Bitzer comes out to play it. Ivy on the near side wall. Gomez able to take the puck. Gomez in the corner now. Gomez trying to find Robbie Payne. It's taken away by Lincoln. Colquist played it to Smith on the far side. And now it's Brendan Smith chips it in for Lampasso. Lampasso gets through one player to the net. And the loose puck is shot. Save made by Johansson. Another save by Johansson. Rebound down low for Lincoln. Another opportunity for Marchand went through the crease. Now it's Shiplow. Another shot. Save Johansson. Rebound for L'Esperance. L'Esperance ahead for Wilkie. Wilkie trying to get out of the zone. Gets past Shiplow. Wilkie on the far side of Lebowski. Finds L'Esperance wide open. Shot saved by Bitzer. Bitzer hangs on to stop play with 2:48 remaining. A nice play coming out of nothing after Johansson made a couple big saves. The Storm went down the ice. And that time it was Wilkie to Lebowski to L'Esperance. L'Esperance not much of an angle, but he got a good shot on Bitzer. And Bitzer able to stop play. The faceoff will be in the Lincoln end to the left of Michael Bitzer, their goaltender, with 2:48 remaining here in the second period. Berger gets tossed from the circle. Lebowski comes in to take it. Berger, Lebowski, and Wilkie have been winning battles here and playing well, and they win the faceoff right here. Berger down low to Wilkie. Wilkie to the net. He shoots and he missed the net wide right. It may have hit the post as Dello with a shot. It's deflected over the net. Now down low on Bitzer. Bitzer covers it up. Berger takes a couple shoves in front. 2:33 left here in the second. The Storm with this line doing some good work here, generating some chances. Dan Lebosky has been all over the place tonight. Storm changed defensive pairings with Cutler Martin and Jalen Schultz, but they elect to keep Berger and Wilkie on the ice. Halji likes what he sees from this line. Faceoff is won by Berger. Wilkie lost the puck out of Luke Volton, and now here comes Lincoln. It's Anderson who banks it off the backboards, played by Johansson to the near side for Volton. Wilkie couldn't get possession. Shiplow kept it in. Fry with a shot that's deflected by Anderson wide of the net. Rebound loose in front. Up top for Fry. Now Shiplow. Shiplow with a shot. Able to fake out Wilkie with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Shiplow faked on the shot, then took the shot, and Johansson makes the save. He got past Wilkie, who was out on him at the point. And a nice move by a veteran defenseman, Luke Shiplow. Shiplow got taken down at the end of the play. He wanted a penalty. None will be called. 2:08 remains in the second period of a 1-1 game between Lincoln and Tri-City. Pretty exciting contest to open up the 13-14 season here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Mayer into the corner, trying to play it up the wall. Lincoln able to win the bounce. Sapana gets run into. Shot went wide of the net there by Fry. And Cutler Martin try to find Eastman. It goes all the way down. Bitzer able to stick it away. No icing. Eastman to the center. Hutchison couldn't get a shot as Hutchison was charging. Then Hutchison goes down. Eastman kept the puck on a stick for a second. Now here comes Lincoln. Drew Mayer hustling back. It's Stepanek with the puck. Stepanek in onside. Stepanek made one move down low. Cutler Martin shoved it ahead. Hunter Anderson. Eastman shoving him into the wall there. Volton on the goal line picks it up. Schultz back there. Eastman plays it ahead out of the up top, close out of the zone, but kept in by Lincoln. Pittman kept it in, and Mayer couldn't shove it out. 1:20 remaining in this period. Now it's chipped out by Nick Hutchison. Hutchison collides with a Lincoln player, Stepanek, on his way to the bench. Now here comes Lincoln back in onside. Hoff over to Simonson. Simonson trying a centering pass. Martin takes him down. It's a penalty on Cutler Martin. And Simonson down. And it looks like the Storm will be headed to the GNC penalty kill. There was a man coming in as Simonson was going to look to make the pass. There was going to be an open Lincoln player in front. And Cutler Martin went down and shut down the angle at the last second. And they call it on Jalen Schultz. So it must have been Schultz. Schultz threw a cross check there at the end of the play. And it's Schultz to the box. Roughing is the call, so they don't call it a cross check, but they call it a rough there. Schultz came in late after Martin made the play, and I thought that was a clean play by Cutler Martin. But the Storm will be shorthanded. The GNC penalty kill here. A minute left in the period. Storm will start the third shorthanded. Fry winds up for a shot, went off the backboard. Delaney tried to chip it out. He couldn't. Lincoln with the puck behind the Storm net on the power play. It's up top now for Shiplow. Takes a shot, deflected out of play and all the way over the East End Suites there and out of play. 46 seconds are left, and I hope fans are okay if you're walking behind the concourse there. Not usual that pucks will fly on the East End concourse, but right there. I hope everybody's okay back there. 46 seconds remain in the second period. 1:44 left in the GNC penalty kill on the roughing penalty to Schultz. Faceoff won by Lincoln. It's Fry over to Shiplow. Shiplow back to Fry. Fry down low now on the far side to Debian. Lincoln with the puck. Down low on the far side wall. Back up top for Fry. Keeps it in. Simonson back down low to Hoff. Hoff in the corner gets thrown down by Dello. And it's on the far side wall. Lincoln still in possession. 22 seconds left in the period. Simonson with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound Simonson. Overskated the puck. It's chipped ahead for Gomez. He's going to skate with it. 13 seconds left in the period. Gomez got to do the smart thing here. Just takes a shot on Bitzer. It's played to the far side. And Robbie Payne had a chance for it. Martin slaps it back in wide of the net. Final seconds here of the second period. Storm will be shorthanded for 58 more seconds to start the third and final frame, but we're going to have a good one here. Two periods in the books, 20 minutes left to go. It's a 1-1 battle between Lincoln and Tri-City. Got it. The full Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming to you here in just a couple minutes. This should be a good ending here from the Viero Event Center. 1-1, Lincoln and Tri-City after two. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Carney now delivers.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
A reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center for the first time this season. Stormer in action. Taking on the Lincoln Stars. We are through two periods here on the Breeze, and we've got a 1-1 score. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars in a pretty even battle here tonight. Shots on goal through two periods. Lincoln in favor with more shots. 26 shots for Lincoln, 18 for Tri-City. But you can see the Storm really tighten things up defensively in the second period. Lincoln had 18 shots on net in the first, then just 8 in the second. The Storm very consistent with 9 shots in the first and 9 shots in the second. The Storm got on the board in the second period for the first time this season. First career USHL goal for Chase Berger. Berger gets the goal from Cutler Martin and Garrett Cecier at 4:45 of the second period. That was the only goal of the period. In the first, Jason Stepanek scored his first USHL goal on the power play from Luke Volton and Magnus Huff at 9:56. So both teams have a power play tally. And as we head into the third period, the Storm, for the second consecutive period, will start shorthanded. The Storm started with a two-minute penalty kill here in the second after a Jalen Schultz interference penalty was called as time expired in the first. And now there will be 58 seconds remaining in a Jalen Schultz roughing penalty here as we enter the third period. So this has been a very back-and-forth game. I think the Storm are still developing an identity, still working hard to really try to use what they have, use their play to their strengths. And Jacob Johansson, another player who's just trying to get used to this game, 25 saves on 26 shots. Johansson looked good in net. Sometimes he's looked a little unsure of himself. But the only goal from Stepanek early on in this game on a power play, and right now can guarantee if Johansson lets nothing pass him in the third, the Storm will have a very good chance of winning this game. And Michael Bitzer, more of the same consistent play from the Lincoln netminder. Storm got a couple more chances in that second period, and Bitzer was good at the task in 17 of the 18 shots that have come his way thus far in this one. Storm shot leaders Chase Berger has 5 shots on net for Tri-City. Berger in the first period had 4 and 1 in the second. Lesperance, 2 shots on net. Wilkie with 2 shots on net. Cutler Martin with 2 on net. And Storm of 18 total. Jason Stepanek, who had 4 shots in the first, none in the second. Couple shots apiece for Jared Colquist as well as John Simonson for Lincoln in the second period. So, we get to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here. We have a 1-1 game between the Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars, and that's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a quick break here on the breeze and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars tied 1-1.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Poppers protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like...
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Midway out-of-town scoreboard update here in the USHL. The Tri-City Storm are tied 1-1 with the Lincoln Stars. Should be a good 20 minutes coming at you here in the third period. From earlier today, Youngstown defeated Green Bay 3-2. Youngstown with a nice win there, coming back after a loss to Green Bay last night. That game being played in Youngstown today at the Covelli Center. And Kyle Connor continues to impress. Kyle Connor, the young phenom for Youngstown, scores a goal. In overtime, Alex Smith with the winner for Youngstown, and the Phantoms get the win 3-2 in overtime over Green Bay. Team USA holds off Chicago. Team USA has looked pretty good early on here in the USHL. USA usually struggling, but a really solid 18 and under team here for the USA, and they actually have a 4-1 record leading the Eastern Conference. Team USA is right now. They defeat the Chicago Steel 3-2 today. Chicago with a tough start. They're 0-3 to start their USHL season. Still looking for their first win. Muskegon picks up a 3-2 win today, and they pick up their second win of the season over Indiana. Indiana, another team that has yet to win a game in the Eastern Conference. Muskegon, a 3-2 victory, puts them at 2-0 on the season. And these games are going on right now. Dubuque with a 2-0 lead at home against Iowa rival Sioux City. 5 minutes left in the second period in that one. Sioux Falls, after being down 1-0 after one, has taken a 2-1 lead over the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders with 5 minutes left in the second period. The Rough Riders have gotten a goal from Casey Jerry, and they actually have tied this up. Cedar Rapids just tied it up. A goal from Alec Marsh. Assist goes to Dylan McLaughlin. Sioux Falls goals. Seb Knutson has another goal. Knutson had a hat trick yesterday, and now he picks up his fourth in two games for Sioux Falls. He has been very good early on for the Sioux Falls Stampede. That game, though, with Cedar Rapids now tied 2-2 as Cedar Rapids has just tied it up. 3 minutes now left in the second period in that one. And through two periods, Omaha with a 2-0 lead over Des Moines. Omaha opened their season up last night with a 5-0 shutout of the Force. Still have yet to allow a goal now through two periods in Des Moines. Gage Huff and Tyler Vessel with goals. Huff on the power play, Vessel shorthanded. And Des Moines has not scored in this game, only 11 shots on net for the Buccaneers. Storm will see the Buccaneers next weekend in Des Moines. It'll be their first road game of the 2013-14 season. Next home game for the Tri-City Storm will be on Friday night. This coming Friday, the Storm face the Sioux City Musketeers, and what is sure to be a good one. Sioux City supposed to be a better team this season under a new head coach, and they're coming to the Viero Event Center on Friday, 7:30 p.m. start time. It is Pink in the Rink night here at the Viero Event Center, as that is your out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. As we now ending here the Central Hydraulic second period intermission report, we want to remind you that Norm's Plumbing is here for all your home plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Contact Norm's Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning in Kearney at 308-236-7788. So we will pause for one more break before we begin the Big O Tires third period of play here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars tied 1-1. Here from the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We're ready for the third period here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm tied 1-1 with the Lincoln Stars. A big night here in Kearney. Opening of the 2013-14 season, Storm have had an eventful game. Dropped the gloves twice in the first period, and then a goal for Chase Berger in the second on the power play to tie things up. Storm were 1-5 on the power play, Lincoln 1-4. As these two teams are locked, 1-1, headed to the third and final period. It'll be a big 2 points for whoever can pick them up. Lincoln lost last night, so they're still looking for their first win. Storm in their first game here, first opportunity to earn a victory. As we got a good crowd on hand here at the Viero Event Center. Official attendance, 3,250 in the stands here for this one. Should be a big third period for these fans. As Lincoln has entered the ice, once again, the Storm will be on the GNC penalty kill to begin the third period. Jalen Schultz in the box for roughing for 58 more seconds. Lincoln onto the ice, Storm to join them shortly thereafter. As this should be a good 20 minutes here. Thanks for tuning in on The Breeze 94.5. Jared Schaffrin with you. Proud to be back for my second season here on The Breeze. And with the Storm organization, just excited for another great 60 games here this year. Tri-City Storm back on their ice. And the Storm, I mentioned right before the game started, but the Storm wearing their black uniforms. These are brand new. Storm owner Kirk Brooks made the purchase in the offseason. And they are ready to wear them. It's the third jersey. It's their alternate jersey this year. So we'll still see white. We'll still see purple, but now the Storm have black to add in. And it looks good here in the home opener at the Viero Event Center. Ready for the third period. Storm starting on the penalty kill. And we'll see. Storm have gone to Nick Hutchison and Drew Mayer to kill a lot of penalties here early on. We'll see if that's what they decide to do to start this third. It looks like Delaney and Cutler Martin will be the defenseman on the ice with the penalty-killing unit. Josh Howgie back onto the ice. A little bit late to get out of the locker room there for Howgie. I'm not sure. Howgie, I'm sure, was fired up after the second period. He sees a win within his sights, and he's a great motivator in the locker room. I guarantee he had an impressive speech. Here to start the third, it'll be Drew Mayer and Robbie Payne with Delaney and Cutler Martin. 58 seconds of a penalty kill to start things. Here is Lincoln will be going from left to right on your radio dial, the Storm, from right to left in the third and final period here from opening night. Faceoff won by Lincoln and Luke Shiplow, who has possession. Shiplow will bring it right into the Storm end. Shiplow to the center. Shot save made by Johansson. A big rebound was loose, but it gets picked up by Drew Mayer and forced out to neutralize Zach Fry, getting hounded by Mayer on the forecheck now. And Fry gets it to Shiplow, who will have to retreat to his own circle. Now it's Fry with the puck back to Shiplow. Leaking on the power play for 34 more seconds as they try to dump it in. It hit the linesman's skate and out of the zone back to Bitzer. 25 seconds remaining now in the GNC penalty kill. Lincoln with the puck through neutral ice as they're able to force it in on Johansson. He slows it down. Huff was tied up by Delaney. Now Volton with it. Luke Volton up top for Colquist. 10 seconds left on the power play for Lincoln. Volton holding. Cross-ice pass with some room. A shot save Johansson. He kept it out. Now here's Lebowski with Berger. Berger's got an open lane. Berger in onside. Schultz joins him. Berger with a shot. Goes over the net. A rising shot there from Berger. And now it's picked up by Stepanek for Lincoln, moving into neutral ice. Stepanek in onside. He scored Lincoln's only goal here. Gets by Lebowski. It's taken down. No call coming. Stepanek, Dello shoves him into the boards. Lebowski tried to get it forward. A shot was deflected wide of the net. Wide of Johansson. Cecere lost the puck. Turnaround shot from Simonson hit the outside of the net. Rebound Lincoln. Another chance in front was blocked by Cecere. Cecere trying to force it out. Ivy keeps it in. Deflected over the net. Water bottle knocked off the net there for Johansson. Out of the zone it goes. Picked up by Lincoln. Now Ryan Ivy ahead to Simonson. Lincoln with some pressure here. Simonson on the far side. Simonson holding behind the goal line now. Try to force one in front. Went off the side of the net. Gomez playing pitch and catch with Wilkie. Here's a chance for a 2-on-1. Gomez tried to dive, and it was broken up there by Lincoln. Now back in on side for the Stars. Debian shot. Save Lincoln. Rebound loose in front. Net is off, and the whistle blows. Couple chances for Lincoln. 2 minutes into the third period. 1-1 the score between the Stars and the Storm here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Couple good chances for Lincoln. Jacob Johansson, acrobatic in net to keep the puck out. 2 minutes into the third here on the Breeze. It's the Big O Tires, third period of play. Face-off in the Storm end, L'Esperance and Smith. And Smith able to win it for Lincoln. Shiplow lost the puck out of the zone. And Gomez is all over him. It goes back deep in the Lincoln end. Fry goes and gets it. Gomez able to stop it on the far side wall. Picked back up by Lampasso. Around to the near side now, Jalen Schultz. Schultz with a shot. Deflected in front. Here comes Lincoln with an odd man rush opportunity. Lampasso in the 2-on-2. Lampasso in onside. On the far side to the center. Taken away. Here comes Kevin Kerr leading the rush. The defenseman for the Storm. Kerr on the far side. Leaves it for Gomez. Fakes on a shot. Gomez to the slot. Gomez to the center, couldn't get the pass off, but keeps the puck on his stick. Gomez in the far side corner now, gets held up by Marchin. Loose puck picked up by Lincoln, kept in though by Robbie Payne. Payne with a shot, went wide of the net, blockered away there by Bitzer. Bitzer may have gotten a piece of it. Now here comes Lincoln the other way. Smith gets stopped by Payne. L'Esperance gets shoved down as he entered the zone. Here comes Lincoln with Ivy and a stoppage. And neither official has an arm raised. And I don't know if we have a timeout, maybe. I don't know what they decided. They blew the whistle. Too many men is the call on Lincoln, who had the puck. And Coach Jimmy McGrory and his bench assessed a minor for too many men on the ice. I didn't see it. I thought L'Esperance being taken down was a legal hit as he entered the zone, and it was. But a too many man whistled to Lincoln. The Storm of the Century 21 power play with a chance to take the lead. 1-1 the score. 17:04 remaining in the third, just about 3 minutes in here in the final frame. 2 minutes on the board for too many men. Stepanek in to serve it. Wilkie off the faceoff cannot keep it in the zone. And here's Anderson shoved away by Wilkie. Now Robbie Payne with it. He'll hold things up and start fresh from his own blue line. Ahead for Gomez. Gomez can't get too far. And Wilkie now lost it to Anderson, who just banks it deep into the Storm end. Johansson leaves it for Wilkie. Wilkie, little nifty move to get it to Kevin Kerr, fellow high school schoolmate here at Kearney High. Kerr on the near side now, in onside. Kerr holding things back to Robbie Payne. Payne, little spin move, keeps control of the puck. Back to Kerr, who's in deep in the corner. Kerr finds an open Gomez behind the net. Gomez back to Payne. Got room. Chance in front was blocked. Nice defensive play there by Luke Shiplow. Excuse me, that's Zach Fry. Now Wilkie. Wilkie holding. Got space. Finds Payne. Payne shoots. Save made by Bitzer. Rebound picked up by Wilkie. Chris Wilkie, a dynamic forward here in his first year for the Storm from Omaha. Over to Payne. Payne takes on a shot. Down low to Gomez. Chance in front was blocked again. Fry. Fry's second play on a block, sliding block like that. On this power play, 32 seconds left in the man advantage. Wilkie with a shot went wide. Robbie Payne throws one at the net. He's still got the rebound on the puck. Payne threw it in front. Lesperance couldn't bat it in, and Lincoln able to get it all the way out of the zone and down to Johansson. 40 seconds left in the century. 21-man advantage for Tri-City. Chris Wilkie leaves it for Cutler Martin. Wilkie's going to go off on a line change. Nice job for the Storm. Get fresh forwards. Cecere is on. Martin's ready to bring it forward. 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Martin ahead to Cecere. Cecere ran into his man, made sure that he took Humitz down with him as it's dumped in by the Storm. Kolkvist back to get it. Able to get it out of the zone all the way down to Johansson. 13 seconds left in the power play now. Cecere has it on the near side. Let it go for Mayer and now Chase Berger. Berger up for Lebowski, in onside. Lebowski holds, threw it to the center. Ivy banks it off the wall. Not out. Cecere keeps it in. We're back at even strength. Lebowski to the center, deflects over to Cecere with a shot. Deflection in front. Mayer's got a chance for it. It's under Bitzer. Rebound for Lebowski, and Bitzer makes the save. Couple opportunities for Tri-City. Michael Bitzer standing tall in the Lincoln net. Lebowski lost a glove into the net there as he came flying in on the loose puck. Drew Mayer had a stab or two at it. Bitzer's upset. He feels like he's getting interfered with in the crease, I think. He's talking to the officials. 14:55 remains. Lebowski hanging his head on the way back to the bench. Feels like he had an opportunity to take the lead for Tri-City. 1-1 the score. Storm win the faceoff. It's Delaney at the left point. Cross-ice pass intercepted by Lincoln. Too easy there for Stepanek, but it was taken back now by Volton. The Storm forced him into his own end. It's Smith. Brandon Smith back down low to Shiplow. Shiplow on the far side for Lincoln. And Lesperon stopped him there, but now Volton plays it ahead for Smith. Smith dumps in deep to the Storm end. Delaney back to get it. Delaney leaves it for Payne. Robbie Payne ahead for Gomez. Gomez holding things. Cross-ice pass. Nice job leading Delaney, but not far enough as it's taken back by Stepanek. Stepanek enters the zone. Tied up by Delaney nicely and into the corner. Now Stepanek has it back. Tries a toe drag. Shot save made by Johansson on that toe drag move. And now Delaney has it for Tri-City. Now he dumps it back to Della on the near side. 14 minutes and 10 seconds left in this game. Here comes Tri-City with a rush. Payne and Lesperance 2-on-1. Here's Lesperance, and it's offside. Lesperance and Payne. Payne ran into the official there. And the offside is called. Looked like they were in clean. It was a 2-on-1. Lesperance had a break for it. We're watching a replay here in the arena. Looks like the puck had crossed, but it was tough to see. As Lincoln able to win the faceoff to resume play, 14 minutes remaining in the game. Stars ahead and into the Storm end. Schultz almost turned it over here. It goes into the corner as it was a big chance for Keegan Ward. Played around to the far side now for Lincoln. Chance in front, went across the crease and to the near side now as it's roped to the far side. Lincoln with an opportunity here, threw a shot in on Johansson. He made the save. Rebound to Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side, on the near side, excuse me, banked it off Aldworth's skate. Here's Lampasso, avoided a hit for Schultz, but lost the puck. Here's Aldworth. Aldworth in onside. Aldworth with a shot. Save made by Bitzer. Rebound, Aldworth. Batted at it. Swung and missed. Got it to Hutchison. Hutchison forced it in deep for Zach Pittman. Pittman behind the net. Played to Hutchison. Hutchison on the far side. Centering pass went off Aldworth's skate. Here comes Lincoln. Lampasso was trying to rush. Nice job by the Storm getting back defensively as Dello played it to Hutchison. Hutchison banks it in deep to the Lincoln end. Icing waved off. 13:05 remaining in the third. It's a 1-1 game here on the breeze. Lincoln ahead. It's Lampasso racing into the zone. Berger coming back to help out, and he takes it away. Here's Chris Wilkie now with the puck. Wilkie for the Storm. In onside. Wilkie to the shot, and his shot was deflected. Now it's Lebowski. Chance in front for Berger. He missed the net. Now it's Wilkie. Wilkie into the corner on the far side wall. Lampasso with plenty of space to bring it out of the zone. He brings it forward. Lincoln in onside. A slap shot save made by Johansson with the glove, and he holds on. Shot came from Zach Fry, the big defenseman from Lincoln. And we get a stoppage with 12:38 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're paying too much. It's a bold statement, but it's one they stand behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town guaranteed. So stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires today. 12:38 remaining here in the third period, presented by Big O Tires at the Viero Event Center. Shots on goal here have evened up as Lincoln had a bigger advantage earlier in this game. It's a 1-1 game. Goals were scored by Jason Stepanek and Chase Berger. Shots on goal in favor of Lincoln now 31-25. As we've got 12:38 remaining in this one. Faceoff is to the right of Johansson. It's going to be Lesperance on the draw here against Simonsen. Simonsen wins it back to the point. Shiplow finds Fry with a shot. It is deflected high and wide. And the rebound comes over to Robbie Payne. Payne. Cross ice pass. Cecere joins the rush. Cecere in offside. Gomez was ahead of the play. Gomez could not hold up. Cecere didn't go in straight. He made a move right before he went in. 12:27 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars tied 1-1 here on the Breeze in 94.5 FM KLIQ. Face-off in neutral ice is won by Lincoln, and Hoff played it back to Shiplow. Now Fry, cross-ice pass, hits the Sears skate, and back to Delaney it goes for Tri-City. Thomas Delaney to the corner, and Sears battling with Simonsen here. Picked up by Debian. Debian to the center up top. Shiplow couldn't handle it. Here's Robbie Payne. Couldn't get to the loose puck, trying to break against Fry, and Fry brought it back to the Storm end. Now Sears. Cecere off the near side wall. Perfect pass for Gomez. Gomez tripped a little bit. Got in onside. Backhanded pass was not good for Lesperance. Picked up by Lincoln. And it's Magnus Hoff. Hoff in onside. Goes deep into the Storm end. Shoves Delaney. Picks up the puck on the far side wall. Debian up top to the point. Shot deflected away by Johansson. A low shot. He got it with the stick. Now a shot from Ivy was blocked in front. And now on the near side corner, the puck is ahead for Payne, who flips it to neutral ice. 11:28 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play, as it's thrown over the near to the far side, excuse me, for Schultz into the Lincoln end. Ivy just chips one back out to neutral ice, and Volton plays it for Lincoln. Luke Volton, former Des Moines Buccaneer, plays it back to Ryan Ivy, former Tri-City Storm defenseman, and now in on side is Lincoln, stopped at the line by Berger, thrown back to the Lincoln end, icing waved off. Pittman picks it up. Zach Pittman, who fought earlier in this game, turns it over to Berger, and a chance in front. The pass was deflected up high. Now Hunter Anderson for Lincoln keeps it down low. Storm in on the forecheck. It's Berger and Lebowski trying to take the puck away, and Wilkie. Oh, Wilkie had a chance for it at the top, but it bounced under his stick. Now the Storm have to tag up, or they would have been offside. The puck back to Fry, and Volton for Lincoln. Volton turns it over to Berger. Berger at the top of the zone left it for Lebowski, who skates deep to get it. Lebowski back to Berger. Berger holding in the far side corner. Got it to Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side. Holding. Takes a shot. Save made by Bitzer. Rebounds loose. Picked up by Zach Pittman. And Pittman airs one out. Schultz with the glove. Plays it forward and neutralized to Berger. Chase Berger able to shovel it into the Lincoln end. Bitzer able to go get it. Lebowski in on the forecheck with Wilkie. It took a bad bounce off the boards for the Storm and out to neutral ice. It's Tori Dello now halfway through the Big O Tires third period of play. Lebowski able to chip it in the Lincoln end. Kolkvist picks it up for Lincoln, and it's moved into neutral ice. Back into the Storm end it goes. Cutler Martin ahead finds Drew Mayer. Mayer in onside trying to take on two guys. Got tripped up. No call coming. Here's Aldworth. Aldworth to the center. Aldworth holding it. Will Cutler Martin calling for the puck. Now Martin has it on his stick. Martin rips a wrist shot deflected in front wide of the net. Now it's Dello. Dello on the far side down low. Picked up by Drew Mayer. Mayer holding. Takes a hit there from Ivy. And the puck's loose for Kolkvist. Plays on the far side. Lampasso had a chance for an outlet pass. Decided to go back deeper in the zone. Now brings it around to the near side. Kept in by Cutler Martin with a shot. The blocked in front. Now Ivy has it. Ivy tried to lead it out. Martin keeps it in. Cutler Martin with a shot. So it was just over the net. Bitzer thought he had it with the glove. Now here comes Lincoln the other way as Smith gets run into by Martin. He's sandwiched in between Allworth and Martin. Martin lowered the shoulder on that one. Now here's Lesperance the other side. Lesperance in onside. Shot, save, rebound. Bitzer juggled it, but he holds on. Lesperance takes a shove after the play. Bitzer makes the save and hangs on. 9:02 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Action in the Lincoln end as the Storm have had a chance. Fans making some noise here, willing the Storm, as it's a 1-1 game in Kearney. opening night here at the Viero Event Center. 9:02 remaining. Offensive zone faceoff for Tri-City, won by Lincoln. Played around the near side. Delaney keeps it in at the line. And we get a stoppage as puck went out of play. Deflected out. Faceoff with 8:57 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Faceoff to the right of Bitzer. L'Esperance against John Simonson. Faceoff is won by Lincoln, and the puck is moved ahead by the Stars into the Storm end. Delaney goes back and knocks the BN off the puck. Delaney still with it. Simonson was there, and it's in the far side corner, up the far side wall. Robbie Payne trying to chip it out. He could. Kept in by at the point. Now down low behind the net, Simonson, or Debian, excuse me, threw it to the center. Johansson deflected it away, and Payne got to it. Gomez able to get it out of the zone. Shoveled back to the Lincoln end to Luke Shiplow behind the net. And L'Esperance on him. Now it's Huff who plays it forward to Debian. Debian with a chance. Saved by Johansson. And Johansson didn't like Debian with a shove after the play. Debian put his stick in on Johansson. Johansson with the slap of the stick back to Debian. Good opportunity for Lincoln. 8:20 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm and Stars tied 1-1 here on the Breeze. 94.5, your home for Storm hockey all season long. Is the Storm and Stars going on line changes here? No doubt in my mind, the top Storm line in this game has been Wilkie, Lebowski, and Berger. They've generated a ton of chances, and they're getting more ice time here from Josh Howgie. Faceoff was won by Lincoln. Shot from Colquist, hits the crossbar, and out of play. Jared Colquist inches away from giving Lincoln a lead. Just nailed the crossbar. 8:15 remaining. Here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Still tied 1-1. Faceoff scrum for one by Lincoln. Colquist, another shot. Save made by Johansson. Into the corner. Humitz. Humitz up top for Pittman. Pittman just puts it deep into the corner. Kevin Kerr, first man there. Chipped it to the far side where Humitz has it. Humitz on the far side wall. Wilkie there to take it away. Wilkie ahead for Lebowski. Lebowski gets hit hard at the blue line. Penalty whistle to Lincoln. Lebowski took a big hit. He gets back up, has a couple words with Jared Colquist from Lincoln. And, oh, good to see Dan Lebowski back on his feet. Lebowski wearing a cage, not a guy who's going to drop the gloves this season. He shakes off that hit as he took a big hit there at the blue line. Penalty is whistled to Lincoln. A two-minute minor, 7:51. Remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. It's a Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm. Elbowing the call on Colquist. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. 7:51 remaining in a 1-1 game. Storm going to the Century 21 power play for the seventh time tonight. They are 1 of 6, and boy, are they looking. Yeah, they're 1 of 6, and they are looking for someone to make a play here on this power play. We saw Chase Berger with a deflection, but this is already, you know, Josh Howgie talked earlier on in the coach's corner about at this stage, they don't have a player that's ready to take over the game. But they need someone to assert themselves and make something happen here with a man advantage. Late in the game, 7:51 remaining, the Storm have Berger, Mayer, Lebowski back onto the ice after taking that hit, Cecere, and Cutler-Martin here as they start the Century 21 power play. 7:51 remains in this game. Berger's on the faceoff to the right of Bitzer. Faceoff is won by Lincoln. Shiplow able to get it out of the zone all the way down for Johansson. Storm just starting this Century 21 power play. Johansson slowly puts it over to Cecere. Cecere thought about going in front of the net with it. With an open net, he decided to go behind the net. And Garrett Cecere starts forward. Cecere to Cutler-Martin. And Martin gets hit, loses the puck. Lincoln able to put it back into the Storm end. First 30 seconds uneventful for Tri-City on the power play. And Cecere has the puck for Tri-City. Cecere holding with it. Now out of his zone. Long pass finds Mayer in onside. Mayer Lost a step there at the blue line. Otherwise, he would have had a nice break. He went into the corner. Berger picks it up. Finds Lebowski. Lebowski holding behind the net. Up top for Cecile. Cecile with a shot that went wide. Rebound now is on the near side wall. Picked up by Berger. Berger now to Mayer. Up to Martin. Martin back to Berger. Berger on the left circle. Couldn't handle it. And Lincoln able to dump it out. Under a minute left in the Century 21 power play. Storm without a shot. Here on this power play, looking for somebody to make something happen here on opening night. Cecile ahead, lost the puck to Tommy Marchand. Marchand tried to dump it deep, went off a skate, and now Lincoln able to get it deep on Johansson. Johansson's got to cover up. As Fry was right in on Johansson. Storm 1-for-6 on the power play coming in to this opportunity. 6 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the game in a 1-1 game here on the Breeze. 39 seconds left in the Colquist penalty. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Wilkie has it for the Storm. Wilkie directing traffic behind the net. Brings it forward. Now it's Gomez to neutral ice. Gomez on the far side. Gomez holding behind the net. Looking for someone in front. Gomez on the near side now to Wilkie up top. Wilkie back to Gomez. Gomez swings it down low. Back. Gets it back. Gomez to Kerr. Wide open shot. He missed the net. Kevin Kerr with the best opportunity of the power play. Missed the net with it, and now Wilkie has to pick it up in the Storm end with 8 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Century 21 power play running out. Wilkie racing up the ice. In onside. Wilkie past one man to the net. Takes a hit there. Loses the puck. Here comes Lincoln with an opportunity. Kerr able to cut down the home run pass with a man out of the box. Gomez settles things down and turns the puck over to Humitz. Humitz to the Storm end. Holding. Humitz on the near side. Down low it goes. Picked up behind the Storm net by Dello. And Dello has it going forward. Dello flips it forward to Lincoln. Storm changing. Shiplow brings it in on the far side for Hoff. Hoff can't get to it. And Dello brings it back to the Lincoln end. It's Shiplow. Shiplow airs it out of play. So a stoppage. The puck. We'll see where the faceoff is. 5:19 remaining. The faceoff will be in the Lincoln end. And we have a quick timeout. We're not going to take a timeout here. 5:19 remains in this game. Josh Algie and the bench did not want a timeout there as they had an offensive zone faceoff coming. But the puck is won by Lincoln. And Lincoln with it now. Smith dumps it in. Dello on the far side, on the near side, excuse me, plays it for Hutchison. Hutchison forward for Drew Mayer with room and neutral ice. Mayer in onside. Tried to throw one to Aldworth. It went over his stick. We're in the final 5 minutes of play presented by Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. As it's chipped into the Lincoln's end, back down to Michael Bitzer. Bitzer plays it out of the zone. Unable to hold it in was Nick Hutchison. Final five here. We're tied 1-1 at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Mayer ahead for Hutchison. In onside, but couldn't go further as Volton has it. Lost it to Aldworth. Aldworth, the chance in front. Knocked away there by Colquist. And now it's back to Jalen Schultz. Schultz on the far side. Hutchison able to touch up. It goes deep into the Lincoln end. Colquist takes a hit from Aldworth. Now Ryan Ivey with it behind the Lincoln net. Played forward to Hunter Anderson. Out of the zone it goes. Here comes Lincoln. It's Volton on the near side. Shoved off the puck by a combination of Martin and Aldworth. Here comes Dan Lebowski for the Storm. Lebowski in onside, try to find Schultz, who is joining the rush. Lincoln able to bank it off the wall, and here they come in an odd man rush. Stepanek holding things up against Cecere. He takes a shot. Johansson makes a save with the helmet. The rebound came loose for Volton. He couldn't get to it. Storm get it out of the zone, and here's Lincoln once again. Oh, dangerous play as Fry lost an edge. Berger fell on top of him. 3:45 remaining here at the Viero Event Center. We're tied 1-1. Berger on the far side. Played it forward. Went off Wilkie's skate. Lincoln banks it back into the Storm end. Cecere with it now. 3:30 remaining in the game. Berger backhanded it. Lost it. Lampasso in offside. Smith had yet to tag up. Lampasso brings it in onside. Now we get a timeout. And we are inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Should be a great final five here presented by Diamond Vogel. We got a 1-1 score between the Storm and the Stars. No goals yet in the third period. These two teams trading punches all night. Lincoln got the first goal from Jason Stepanek, his first career USHL goal in his second game. Then the Storm knotted it up in the second period on a power play goal by Chase Berger. Assist, by the way, to Cutler Martin. And Daniel Lebowski picks up his first USHL point. Lebowski did play in three games last year as an affiliate player, but first point coming tonight here against Lincoln. We got 3:28 remaining. No goals have been scored in the third period, and it should be a great final couple minutes here in Kearney. Johansson in his net and ready. The faceoff is in neutral ice just outside of the Storm end. Faceoff is now won by the Storm. Here's Robbie Payne with a break. Payne tried to find Gomez. It was too far ahead of him. Now Gomez holding. Back to Payne. Gomez is there. Moved around to the far side for Hoff. Hoff holding. Gets it out of the zone. On the near side to Stepanek. Excuse me, to Simonsen. Simonsen tried to throw it towards the net. Lesperance had a collision there, but Gomez picks it up. Gomez in onside, looks to the center, finds his man. Chance in front. Gomez can't find the empty net. Robbie Payne with an opportunity for Gomez, and he couldn't put it home. Under 3 minutes left to go in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Storm trying to get a chance. Lincoln out of their zone, and now on the near side. Cecire ties up Debian. Nice job by Cecire there. Debian still fighting for it. Picked up by Kerr. Kerr racing out of his own zone. It's over the 3-on-2 if they hurry. Kerr here threw it to the center. Lincoln able to get possession of it. And here comes the Stars with a 2-on-1. Fulton holding. Takes a shot. Save made by Johansson. Stepanek on the far side. Takes the shot. Blocked by Kerr. Kerr forward for Lesperance. Nice pass there for Allworth. Allworth down the far side to the net. Behind the net. Chance in front. Bitzer with the save. It was bouncing off of Bitzer's right pad, and he's able to cover up. Allworth with a good chance. 2:11 remaining. It's the Diamond Vogel Final Five, and we've got some excitement here in Kearney. Tri-City and Lincoln. Back and forth they go, as both goaltenders relentless here. Bitzer and Johansson for the Storm. We get a toss out. Lincoln player tossed out of the draw. It's Johansson, Mayer, directing traffic. Faceoff won by Lincoln. Kept in by Cutler Martin with a nice poke check there. Fry airs it out of play. And stopping play with 2:03 left in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. One won the score here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Faceoff is one forward by Lincoln. Here the Stars come, and it's shoveled into the Storm end. A loose puck. Marchin has it. Tied up by Mayer. Couldn't get a shot off. Now it's moved at the far side wall. Kept in deep by Lincoln. Under 2 minutes left to go in the game. Tied up 1-1. Dello chipped it forward now to Drew Mayer. Mayer racing to the red line. Gets hit by Volton. Volton takes the puck. Here's Luke Volton for Lincoln. Taken off the stick by Allworth. Thomas Allworth, nice little poke check, gets by Humitz. Allworth on the far side. Pittman seals him off. Volton behind the Lincoln net. 1:24 left in the game. It's a 1-1 score. Lincoln and Tri-City. Storm deflected the puck away. It was loose at the blue line. Dumped in by Lincoln, but the Stars were offside, and they have to tag up and retreat. Delaney. Now with the puck for Tri-City. Delaney ahead for Wilkie. In onside. Wilkie at the center of the zone. Lost the puck. Here comes Lincoln. 2-on-2. Chance. Johansson with the save. And a penalty upcoming to Tri-City. Stepanek. Chance in front. Puck goes wide. Delayed penalty upcoming. Under a minute left in the period. Shiplow to the center for Pittman. Now a stoppage as the net is off. And an interference called. I think it's an interference. They may have called a penalty shot here. If the net is forced off, the official can call one. A tripping. They call a penalty shot on the 2-on-2 rush, they call. Why wouldn't they stop the play immediately if they... A lot of questions here. 47 seconds remaining in this game. We're going to have a penalty shot for Lincoln. It's the Ponic off the initial break. They call a penalty shot. It's the Ponic on Johansson. Almost here for the game. 47 seconds remaining here in this one. Stepanek takes the puck, moves in on Johansson, shoots, and it's saved by Johansson! Stepanek batted the rebound into the empty net, but Jacob Johansson makes the save on the penalty shot, and we are tied 1-1 with 47 seconds remaining. Excitement here on opening night in Kearney. Not much of a move from Stepanek. He was looking for space on the blocker side, and Johansson was true. It's a 1-1 score in the third period, the Diamond Vogel final five. Storm are pleading, I think, for a faceoff out of their own zone. Game's tied 1-1. In the USHL, overtime is 5 minutes of 4-on-4, and if no one scores, it's a shootout. Faceoff is won by Lincoln. Fry with the shot went well wide of the net. Rebound scooped up on the goal line by Lincoln. Anderson got it. A hot bouncing puck that was John Simonson. Now a chance in front for Lincoln, blocked away by the Storm. 30 seconds left. Here's a rush. Mayer leaves it for Lebowski. Lebowski tried a shot that was blocked by Fry. Now Lincoln able to get it out of the zone. Back to Torridello. 20 seconds left in regulation. Cutler Martin. Cross-ice pass. Here comes Drew Mayer with a chance. Mayer doesn't have the speed for that one as he's put into the corner. 10 seconds left in regulation now. Lebowski fighting for it in the Lincoln end. Lesperance over to help. 5 seconds left in regulation. Lincoln with the puck on their sticks, and we will see overtime. Overtime in Kearney in the first game. We've got a lot of excitement here. Overtime. Once again, first of all, both teams will receive a point here tonight. So the Storm pick up their first point of the season, as do Lincoln. We will see a 5-minute 4-on-4 overtime. In the event that no one scores, we might see a shootout tonight. We're going to take a quick 1-minute break here on the Breeze and come back with overtime here on opening night.
That's Tri-City Storm
is tough enough
to wear pink.
October 4th
is Pink in the Rink Night as the Storm battle
the Sioux City Musketeers
for this game only.
The ice will be painted pink.
Plus,
it's Free Kids Friday.
Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with a paid adult.
And stick around
for free ice skating after the game.
Get your tickets now
before they're sold out
for Pink in the Rink on Friday, October 4th
with free kids tickets and a post-game skate.
Buy tickets at stormhockey.com.
Storm Hockey is presented by Viero 4G Wireless.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Back here at the Viero Event Center. What an opening night. Now, if you remember last year, opening night at the Viero Event Center, the Storm scored with just a few seconds remaining, but it was in regulation. The Storm got a late goal from Brian Ward, and the goaltenders will switch sides here for overtime. Discussion about that. Johansson and Bitzer switching sides for overtime. Can't get much more exciting here on the Breeze to open up this season. Storm and Stars fighting for Nebraska supremacy. It's a 4-on-4, 5-minute overtime, and a potential shootout. Robbie Payne, Garrett Gomez, Garrett Cecere, and Torridello. How about this? Torridello, the 16-year-old, getting some time in overtime here to start the period. Josh Howgie feeling very confident in his rookie defenseman here. It's Hoff, Stepanek, Shiplow and Fry for Lincoln. Faceoff won by Tri-City to start the extra frame. Gomez on the far side trying to kick the puck into the Lincoln end. Tied up there on the far side wall, and it's picked up by Stepanek. Nice job by Gomez, though, to take him off the puck, and now it's Shiplow. Shiplow in on side, holding. Banks it down low, Cecere. Cecil on the backboards. Dello there with him. 30 seconds gone by here in overtime. Cecil has it for the Storm. Gomez played it for Robbie Payne. Storm in onside. Payne, cross-ice pass Gomez. It went under his stick. Gomez holds it down and plays it against Fry in the corner. Storm able to change a few players here as Gomez has it in the corner. Gomez trying to make a move and lost the puck. Stepanek has it for Lincoln. He calms things down. You got to think Lincoln's going to want to change here. Stepanek tries a home run pass, and Hoff was offside. Hoff was offside on the big opportunity there for Lincoln. 4:09 remaining here in overtime, and they call the big intentional offside. So that faceoff actually moving all the way down into the Lincoln end. Big victory for the Storm there. As they get an offensive zone faceoff. Storm go with Wilkie, Berger, Kevin Kerr, and Jalen Schultz. Faceoff to the left of Bitzer, won by the Storm. Schultz, down low to Berger. Berger to the center, and Wilkie put one wide. Debien leaves it there, and now it's on the near side. Colquist joins the rush for Lincoln. Colquist dumps one in deep. Kerr shoves his man into the boards. Wilkie ahead with it. Chris Wilkie, 3:49 left in overtime. Wilkie in onside with a shot. Save Bitzer. Rebound loose. Wilkie's got it. Wilkie overskated it. Pittman able to seal off Berger, and it's picked up by Colquist. Wilkie to the bench for a change. Lebowski on the ice now. Lebowski the speedster for the Storm. And the Lincoln is offside here. Davian came in offside. And a stoppage with 3:31 left in overtime. Storm and Stars tied 1-1 here on the Breeze. Opening night at Viero. Cannot get any better than this. Excitement in the air. Lincoln out shooting the Storm 37-29 here. As we got 3:31 remaining in overtime. Faceoff just outside of the Storm end. Won by Tri-City. Martin played it forward. Banked off Zach Fry's skate. Here's Shiplow back for Volton, his current teammate and also former teammate in Des Moines. Now Lebowski on the near side. Lebowski forward. Lost the puck, a bouncing puck to Volton, but Mayer shoves Volton. Lebowski gets it back for Martin. Martin shows it to the far side to Cecil. Cecil puts it in deep. 3 minutes left in the overtime. Now, behind the net, it's moved to the near side. Martin is waiting for it at the right point. Martin sails it down for Lebowski. Lebowski lost it off his stick. Martin kept it in. It rolled in on Bitzer. Lincoln will have possession here with Zach Fry. Fry to the far side. It's chipped in deep to the Storm end. Icing waved off. Lincoln got a piece of it. Cutler Martin picks it up for Tri-City. 2:40 left in the extra period. 1-1 the score. Cecil ahead. Try to go for Lesperance. Lesperance skated in offside. He's got a tag up. Picked up by Lincoln now. Pittman settles things down with 2:30 left in the overtime. Hutchison on the forecheck. Pushing Pittman behind the net. Pittman played it forward there. As Lincoln has it out to neutral ice now. Lampasso throws one in to the Storm end. Cecil on the near side here. Chips it forward, kept in by Fry. Bouncing puck, taken by Hutchison. Hutchison now on the near side. 2 minutes remaining in overtime. Hutchison stops. Cross ice pass, Cecil. Settles it down. Diving Lincoln player on the ground. Cecil around him. Chance in front for Lesperance. Lesperance gets it back on a stick. Almost lost it to Lampasso. Two Lincoln players on Lesperance. Lesperance wins the battle. Lesperance behind the net. Lesperance holding. Still holding. Turnaround shot saved by Bitzer. Rebound is loose. Delaney chipped it in and kept it in. Fry banks it out for Lincoln, but back to Dello. Dello holds for Hutchison. Hutchison past the red line. He dumps in deep. Nice play as Hutchison needs to get a change. 1:30 left in overtime. Fans on their feet here at the Viero. Stepanek for Lincoln. Stepanek shot went wide. Rebound loose. Picked up by Delaney. Delaney over to Gomez on the far side. Gomez with a great cross-ice pass to Robbie Payne. Payne past the red line. In onside, holds, Payne, cross-ice to Gomez. Gomez stops, shoots, off the crossbar. Off the crossbar. Rebound in the near side corner. Is picked up by Colquist. Gomez all over him. Robbie Payne gets his stick back. Lincoln forces it out. Here comes Hoff. Hoff, trying to make a move, got past Schultz. Here's Stepanek, makes the move, shoots, save Johansson. 52 seconds remaining in overtime. Johansson, got to give him a lot of credit, staying strong after Stepanek with a golden chance. Johansson was not able to be forced out. 52 seconds remain in overtime. Johansson makes the save. We got a timeout coming. Lincoln wants the timeout. Howgie screaming on the bench. McGrody keeping his cool here for Lincoln. 52 seconds left in overtime. The best opportunity for the Storm here in overtime. Garrett Gomez ice cold off the crossbar. That was a very similar play to what Gomez had in the Storm's final preseason game against Omaha. The Storm were in Omaha. Gomez actually that time, though, hit the back of the net. But Gomez had a rush like that, stopped, wound up for the shot, and he won the game in the preseason in Omaha. This time, he hits iron. We're still deadlocked at one apiece. 52 seconds left. This extra point, both teams in battle. The Storm really want to send their fans home happy with a win here tonight. Faceoff is in the Storm and after Johansson made the save, Cecere, Wilkie, Martin, and Berger on the ice. Simonson, Hoff, Fry, and Shiplow for Lincoln. 52 seconds left in overtime. Faceoff is scrum four, and it's won by Tri-City. Berger gets to it and gets it out of the zone. Berger fighting through checks. Here's Wilkie who grabs the puck. Wilkie in onside. Threw it towards the net. Lincoln player lost his edge. Taken back by Berger. Holding. Wilkie with it. 34 seconds left in overtime. Wilkie ahead for Martin. Back to Wilkie. Chance for Berger went through his legs. Here's Lincoln with Hoff. Magnus Hoff moving in onside. Cecere is there. To the corner. Hoff goes down low. Lincoln with it. 20 seconds left in overtime. Simonson up top for Fry. 15 seconds. Fry holding at the point. Shot went wide. Rebound Fry. 10 seconds left. Fry gets hit. Storm take the puck. Wilkie's got it. And the final seconds tick off. We will see a shootout on opening night. Martin complaining there was a penalty. He exchanging jabs with Fry after the play. We will have a shootout here in Kearney. An exciting 65 minutes of hockey yields no winner. And we will have a three-man shootout. We'll take a break here on the Breeze for 1 minute and come back with the shootout here in Kearney.
The Tri-City Storm is tough enough to wear pink. October 4th is Pink in the Rink Night as the Storm battle the Sioux City Musketeers. For this game only, the ice will be painted pink. Plus, it's Free Kids Friday. Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with a painted O. And stick around for free ice skating after the game. Get your tickets now before they're sold out for Pink in the Rink on Friday, October 4th. With free kids tickets and a post-game skate. Buy tickets at stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey is presented by Viero 4G Wireless.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
We're back at the Viero Event Center for a shootout here on opening night between Tri-City and Lincoln. A dogfight all game here. We've only seen two goals, but a lot of opportunities for either side. Lincoln has 37 shots on net, Tri-City with 31. Tri-City with the only two shots on net in overtime. As the goal for Lincoln, scored by Jason Stepanek on the power play in the first period, Chase Berger tied it up with a power play goal of his own. At 4:45 of the second period, in the third period, we had, with 47 seconds remaining, we had a penalty shot from Jason Stepanek, and Johansson stood his ground for Tri-City, made the save in a big moment. Now Johansson and Bitzer will be tested here in a shootout. Bitzer, 30 saves on 31 shots. Johansson, 36 saves on 37 shots. A masterful performance here in his Storm debut. Holding his ground on the penalty shot. That might have been the highlight here for the Storm. But we still have time remaining. In the shootout, it'll be a 3-on-3 for the shootout. The Storm have the option of shooting first. They have just zambonied the ice. Just down the center, similar to the NHL, but different. In the NHL, they do a wet sheet down the middle. In the USHL, they do what's called a dry cut down the middle. A little bit different, but still gets a lot of the extra snow out of the way. And it's visibly, you can notice what the Zamboni does here before the shootout. They will go back to their respective sides that they had in overtime, as they did switch before overtime. Both goalies, Johansson and Bitzer, in net. Storm and Stars in a shootout. The first shooter for Lincoln will be Luke Volton. So the Storm have elected to go second. Luke Volton will get the first opportunity here for Lincoln now. He's waiting. They're still trying to get Bitzer's net situated here. So he's got to wait a couple more seconds while they get the net in position. Volton tonight with two shots on net. They close the door, and we are ready for the shootout. Lincoln goes first. It's Luke Volton. Volton takes the puck, moving very slowly. Very slowly. A lot of moves. And he shoots and scores. The puck bounced off of Johansson's right pad and trickled in. Volton could not have been going any slower with that puck. You have to be moving forward with the puck at all times once you take the puck. And he was going very slow. But he's able to score and make it 1-0 Lincoln in the shootout. Now it's Robbie Payne for Tri-City. Payne in on Bitzer. Takes a shot. Scores! Robbie Payne ties it up at one here in the shootout. Both teams have scored in their first opportunity. Now for Lincoln, Jason Stepanek, who had an opportunity on a penalty shot in the third period, which Johansson saved. Didn't make much of a move then. We'll see right now. Stepanek, who shoots left-handed, in on Johansson. Fakes, shoots, save Johansson! Jacob Johansson makes the save. And we're tied 1-1 in the shootout. Storm with their second opportunity. Omaha native Chris Wilkie. Wilkie is ready. Wilkie with the puck. Moves in on Bitzer with a lot of speed. Shoots and scores! Chris Wilkie makes it count in the shootout. And it's 2-1 Tri-City. Wilkie's pumped up on the bench. Johansson can make a save and end it. Here is a big opportunity for Jacob Johansson. Magnum Hoff with the opportunity for Lincoln. Hoff races in, fakes, shoots, and misses! Storm win! Johansson comes up big in the shootout, and Tri-City sends the fans home happy on opening night at the Vieira Event Center. Mobbing the goaltender Johansson for the win and 2 points to start the season. What an exciting battle between these two teams. Just the first of many in a 60-game regular season. The Storm pick up 2 points and get the win. Josh Howji, most definitely relieved, but his team came up big when he needed them. Robbie Payne and Chris Wilkie with shootout goals. The Storm will salute their fans, and they're 1-0 on this young season. We'll take a break and come back with the Old Chicago postgame show for the happy recap with Josh Howji.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the old Chicago postgame show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm take this one by a final score of 2-1 in a shootout. One of the more exciting games we've seen from the Storm in quite some time. They did a heck of a job winning this one. What a win for the Storm, just momentum-wise, to get that win, starting off the season on the right foot. You're inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And what a Stadler Implement game recap we've got for you. Here is the Storm come away with a 2-1 victory over Lincoln in the shootout. Final shots on goal tally, 37-31 for Lincoln. Storm went 1-of-7 on the power play. Lincoln 1-of-4. Those were the two goals here in regulation. Stepanek for Lincoln scored 9:56 into the game. Assist to Luke Volton and Magnus Hoff. That was gave Lincoln a 1-0 lead. Lincoln led 1-0 at the end of one and had the better of the play, outshooting the Storm 18-9 after one. In the second period, the Storm played a better period and got a goal as a reward. Chase Berger, power play goal from Cutler Martin and Daniel Lebowski at 4:45, tied the game. Another, though, back-and-forth second period, but one that the Storm were much more competitive in. They outshoot Lincoln 9-8 in the second period. A whole host of penalties in this one, as earlier on we saw two fighting majors for both sides, two fights early on in the game. We saw Steve Hayden go against Zach Fry, and then we saw Zach Pittman go against Robbie Payne. Both good bouts. Both players on both sides did well for themselves in the fight. In the third period, we had no goals. Each team had 11 shots on net, and it was a back-and-forth period. A lot of opportunities. Both goaltenders to be commended for their play in the third period. Jason Stepanek with a penalty shot awarded to him in the final minute of play. and it was saved by Jacob Johansson. So Lincoln had a chance there with under a minute to go to win the game. Johansson comes up big with the save. We head to overtime. In overtime, the Storm had the only two shots on net. And a big one of them, well, one that won't count is Garrett Gomez's shot off the crossbar, which could have sent the Storm home with a win. Instead, we went to a shootout, and Luke Volton started off the shootout with a goal for Lincoln. But the other two Lincoln shooters, Jason Stepanek and Magnus Hoff, came up empty against Johansson. Robbie Payne and Chris Wilkie both scored on Michael Bitzer, and that was the difference in the shootout. The Storm win the shootout 2-1. They win the game 2-1. Total attendance here, 3250 at the Viero Event Center for opening night. And Jacob Johansson earns himself the first star. We'd bring him up to the broadcast booth. Not sure if he knows enough English to talk to everybody yet, but we would like to bring him on the broadcast at some point this season. His English is improving, coming from Stockholm, and we will talk to him soon. But not tonight, as the Storm get the win. Johansson picks up the number one star. Michael Bitzer, a deserving number two star for Lincoln. Chris Wilkie scores the game winner in the shootout with a lot of speed. He came in on Bitzer with a lot of speed and made it count, beating Bitzer for the game winner. He picks up star number three, and really just a fantastic win for the Storm and for their fans here to start this season. Lincoln picks up a point. They are 0-1-1 on the season after a loss last night. Storm, this was their first win. They get their first win in their first game, and they are 1-0-0. That is your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now it's time for the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. We gave out a Grinder of the Year award last season to a rookie for the Storm named Cutler Martin because he is such a force on defense. He is so strong, and he handles the puck well, but really when he is able to move his opponent's forwards around, he can take almost anyone off the puck, and he just is so dominating when he gets down low, and that was him again tonight. He's pushing people around. He's mean back there, and Cutler Martin picked up an assist tonight, but really on the score sheet, you don't see his hard work on defense. He is the grinder of tonight's game, and just a grinding kind of a player for the Storm all season last year, and the Storm are hoping he can continue that play on this season as they pick up a 2-1 victory in a shootout here on opening night. Cutler Martin, your grinder of the night. We're going to step aside once more, and when we come back, you'll hear from the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji, after a big 2-1 win here on opening night at the Viero Event Center. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The Tri-City Storm is tough enough to wear pink. October 4th is Pink in the Rink Night as the Storm battle the Sioux City Musketeers. For this game only, the ice will be painted pink. Plus, it's Free Kids Friday. Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with a paid adult. And stick around for free ice skating after the game. Get your tickets now before they're sold out for Pink in the Rink on Friday, October 4th. With free kids tickets and a post-game skate. Buy tickets at stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey is presented by Viero 4G Wireless.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Back here at the Viero Event Center in the Old Chicago postgame show, Jared Schaffrin with you after a 2-1 victory for the Tri-City Storm over the Lincoln Stars. Still waiting for head coach Josh Howgie. Not sure what kind of mood he'll be in. Not sure if he's praising his team, yelling at his team, upset with his team, happy with the effort. Either way, his team picks up 2 points. Two out of two, not too bad. But obviously the Storm, there's mistakes that you can make and still win a game. And there's obviously things you can improve on. After each game, and the opening night, definitely no exception. But the Storm pick up a 2-1 win here over Lincoln, and we'll go over the upcoming schedule here with you now. The Storm will be back in action on Friday night when they'll face the Sioux City Musketeers right here at the Viero Event Center. It'll be a 7:30 puck drop. Once again, all Friday night home games at the Viero Event Center will start at 7:30. Sioux City Musketeers will come into Kearney for the first time on Friday. Then a week from tonight on Saturday night, the Des Moines Buccaneers will take on the Storm. That will be in Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena. Storm were in Buccaneer Arena not too long ago, and oh, was that a game? As there were 7 fights the last time the Storm went to Buccaneer Arena just a couple weeks ago. There were 3 Storm players suspended for tonight's game. Nolan Gulkowski, Ryan McMurphy, and Joey DiBenedetto. All 3 of those guys unable to suit up tonight due to a 3-game suspension out resulting from that melee in Des Moines. So that should be an interesting game. I'm sure there's players on both teams that have that one circled with an opportunity to get someone back from a couple weeks ago. That is a week from tonight. The Storm have 6 of their first 7 games at home, and really just opportunities for Tri-City to pick up points in every one of those home contests, as they did here tonight. And we will bring in the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. His team picking up 2 points in a shootout victory. And coach, right away we'll ask you your initial reaction, because you get the win in the shootout. It's got to feel good to pick up the points. But is there anything that, you know, are you happy with the win? And I don't know, how else do you feel here? Is it a win but kind of a win, or are you just happy?
Do you want me to be the coach or the fan right now?
I don't know.
As a fan, it was an exciting win. As a coach, it was gross in a lot of areas. Very sloppy with the puck, a lot of turnovers, a lot of mistakes that we've been talking about and really trying to teach our guys the right way to play. But they found a way to win, and I guess at the end of the day, that's all that matters early in the season.
Right, and that's kind of what I was a little bit alluding to, is obviously a lot of turnovers, in this one. And early on, you guys seemed like you just were giving the puck away a little bit too much there.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't handle pucks very well. We got a lot of work. I mean, there's a lot of talent and there's a lot to build around, and extremely excited about everything we have here, but there's a lot to work with, but a lot to work on.
So you get a win here from your goaltender, Jacob Johansson. Maybe you didn't really know what to expect. Seemed like he struggled at times during the preseason. Here tonight, lets one in early, but kept the puck out the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think he had much of a chance on that one. We just made an error on the penalty kill. It was, again, our penalty kill has got to tighten up, and it's really new for everyone, different things and different systems, but we got to execute them when you're put in that spot, and we didn't do a great job of that tonight, but Jacob bailed us out a lot of times tonight, and he for us was our MVP of the game for sure.
One question at least. Late in the game, they call a penalty shot. What's the explanation on the call that you get there? Did they call the penalty on the rush and then just wait until we touched up for a penalty shot, or did they call it because of somebody knocked the net off? What was the explanation there?
They called it on the rush. We didn't put up a big fight, to be honest with you. Like, we're pretty confident in Jacob on breakaways. Like, we get to see him every day in practice, but the kid is lights out on breakaways. Like, the fact he gave one up, I was shocked because he doesn't in practice. So it's an area where we feel really confident with him. And again, I'm sure he'll give some up on the season, but he's tremendously talented and just, we weren't going to argue with it because we felt pretty confident he'd make the save for us.
Right. Instead of potentially being shorthanded as we went into overtime, if they hadn't called the penalty shot, you put yourself shorthanded in a potential overtime there.
Yeah. And the ice is bad at that time. I mean, it's a big time disadvantage for a player coming in. And again, we believe in Jacob quite a bit. We made a mistake. We turned the puck over on the blue line, and sure enough, it comes back to give him a penalty shot. Overall, it's really an area us taking care of the puck is going to be the biggest issue for this hockey team. We feel like we have a lot of guys that want to make plays and can make plays, but there's a time and a place to do it, and they're going to have to learn that. With a young team, you're going to have some trials and tribulations with that.
The one line that seemed to be working well for you tonight and the line that you kept going with there down the stretch, Chase Berger, centered between Lebowski and Chris Wilkie. Talk about their performance tonight.
You know, for Chase getting his first goal of the season, wearing the Storm uniform, big-time tip play. Just, again, we talk about getting to dirty areas, and that's how you're going to score in this league, and he did that there. That line controlled play, again, they got to tighten up defensively, but when they have the puck, man, are they special. They're fun to watch, and offensively, they can make a lot of plays.
Defensively, it was a struggle down the stretch last season. We've talked a lot about the strength of this team might be on the defensive side with some veterans. You don't even have Nolan Gluckowski in the lineup tonight, but you only allow one goal. Talk about their performance.
You know what? They did a good job. Our young guys, I thought, really stepped up. I thought they did a good job. I didn't think, you know, to be quite honest, Gerritsen is here, played his best game, but he's going to be a guy that we're going to look to play a ton of minutes for us, and he's going to be a backbone of our decor, and I expect him to get better as we go. Same with, you know, Cutler Martin thought he did a good job, but our young DA for their first game did an extremely good job.
How important was it to get the 2 points and get the win in the shootout after everything that happened in front of your fans and for your team here momentum-wise?
Yeah, you know, we didn't play great, but we found a way, and I think it's, you know, for us to try to change this culture, we have to win every night, and we got to find a way to win every night, and that's what we talk about in the locker room, is just finding a way. We're missing four key players of this hockey team, and when you look at the guys that are out tonight, Nolan Gluckowski, Chase McMurphy, Ryan McMurphy, Austin Polganski, Joey DiVincenzo, those guys are all out, and we still find a way, and again, I think that says a lot about them.
Coach Josh Howgie here for the Tri-City Storm, joining us in the Old Chicago postgame show. Coach, congratulations on the victory, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
We'll turn the headset right over now to the Tri-City Storm forward who scored the winning goal in the shootout here tonight. That's number 44, Chris Wilkie. Chris, thanks for joining us here on the Old Chicago postgame show.
No problem.
And your coach just talked about it. Obviously, a bit of an ugly game for you guys, but you find the way to get the win, and I think that's something that was eluding last year's team. If you watched the Storm last year, they played hard in every game. They battled hard, and that's, you know, Josh Howgie's teams are going to battle hard, but they came up short. Here tonight, you battle hard, you pick up 2 points. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's huge. Even on our not our best night, it's big to come out with 2 points, definitely. There was a little nerves at the beginning, I think, but once we settled in, we took the game over, and it was good to end up with a win.
Late in the game, obviously the 1-1 score, back and forth action. Was it nerve-wracking on the bench a little bit there with the guys?
I think you just try to relax, and when you're on the ice, you try to limit your turnovers defensively, and whenever you get a chance offensively, you got to try to put it in the net and get a lead. So,
now you're a USHL veteran playing with the USA team last year. Some of the new guys, their first USHL game, what were the leaders and the veterans trying to tell the new guys about this first game?
I think everyone's just preaching that it's just a hockey game once you get going. Like, when you take the fans out of it and all that, it's just a normal hockey game that they've been playing their whole life, so there's nothing different.
Now, you had a penalty shot last week in Omaha, your hometown rink.
Yeah.
Unable to convert on that one, but now you get one here tonight in the shootout, and you're able to make a count. How much better does it feel now that you got the one that counts in here in the regular season?
Yeah, definitely wanted a second chance there. I'm glad Coach Howard gave me the opportunity for that. And last time, I kind of second-guessed myself with moves, and this time I talked to Hayden Levine about what I should do right before, and just stuck with it the whole time, and it worked. So,
sounds like a good plan there. We'll give Hayden some props there on the bench for helping you out. Last thing here, your goaltender, Jacob Johansson, seemed like he was able to just find a way to come up with saves all game long. After that first goal got past him, he stopped everything else.
Yeah, he played amazing. It seems like every time we make a play or a bad mistake, he's always there for us. And I think I owe him lunch or something after giving up that penalty shot.
Fair enough. Well, Chris Wilkie here joining us here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Chris, appreciate you taking the time, and congratulations on the win.
No problem. Thank you.
Tri-City Storm with a 2-1 victory here. Old Chicago Post Game Show as they come home happy. Storm in Kearney and a big-time game here in front of the fans and a big win. Chris Wilkie joining us. Josh Howgie joining us. And that'll put a cap on the first broadcast of the season here on The Breeze. We appreciate you tuning in. Obviously, things going on behind the scenes to get things going for this first broadcast. Got to give Brad a big thank you back in Hastings in the studio here. Brad Beam does a great job for The Breeze, working with the Storm, getting us on ice, getting us on air. Maybe I'll get him on the ice this year. Maybe we'll get him skating. But he does a great job, and we appreciate all his work. Going to thank head coach Josh Howgie, Chris Wilkie, joining us during the broadcast, and everybody here with the Storm organization making this happen. Tri-City Storm get the 2-1 win and a victory on opening night in Kearney. Our next broadcast will be Friday night, right here at the Viero Event Center. The Storm will take on the Sioux City Musketeers. Game time's at 7:30. Pre-game show starts 20 minutes before at 7:10. Until then, have a great night, everyone.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.